you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am Brian the Hammer Jackson. I think I'm on. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in California, so it's probably early evening in the East Coast and probably evening time in Jerusalem. Or Italy, or Germany. Yeah, that's right, they hear us. They do. We are a voice of America that's coming to you internationally. I am your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. That's who I am. We are worldwide. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to come on to, if you'd like to come on the show, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. There's a lot of things going on in the news today. I'm tired of talking about Donald Trump. You all heard the news. You know, it's funny how laws can really be thrown away, and how shady your congressmen are and your senators are. I mean, this fool, we're talking about Donald Trump, was kicked off the preliminary ballot in Maine. He was kicked off his preliminary ballot in Colorado. Colorado put him back on until the Supreme Court judge hears the case. But what's surprising is that these are the people you voted for. I know you're part of the machine. I can't stop the machine, but I am the cog. I kind of just kind of disturb the machine a little bit, and hopefully you'll think. Because you do have a brain. That's why God put it there. Donald Trump, plain and simple, he broke the law. He's an insurrectionist. He tried to take over our government. He placed fake electors to keep in power. He stole the election, not Biden. And he, you know what he did. I don't have to go on with this. The guy's a thug. He's a crook. He's a fat man that lives in Florida. He's a piece of shit. But the law is the law. And the law is not for every, I mean, we should be embarrassed of ourselves. Poor people, minority people, women, whatever. We have to obey it. But when it comes to a white man, Donald Trump, who holds the secrets of these so-called born-again senators and congressmen, you'll be surprised. It's so surprised how people tend to ignore the law who they want. And if you say, and if you listen to him, it says, "Oh no, Donald Trump should not be, you know, even Chris Christie, Donald Trump should not be denied being in a preliminary ballot. He should be on a ballot." All the Republicans say this. It should be up to the people. But yet they will say to you, "Our democracy relies on our Constitution." The Constitution says the fool tried insurrection. He tried to take over the election. He stormed the castle. People died. People are in jail now, normal Americans who probably don't even have a record. So you forget about that. You forget about how many people died because of Donald Trump. You forget about how many people were in jail because of Donald Trump. You forget about it. But yet you lawmakers, senators, and congressmen, can you believe it? You crooked mother And I promised somebody I would not cuss. You could put in the rest. By saying that he should be on the ballot, you are being disingenuous. See, I can't cuss after use big words now. You are mocking diplomacy, and you're mocking it. Because it says in the Constitution, you cannot run for office if you are a treasonous person and you lead an army to attack the Capitol to stay in power. That's what it says. That's the law. And you're there to uphold the law. It doesn't matter who you are. That's the law. And when you come out on TV, you Republicans, and try to say he should be on our ballot, the Constitution says, and you could read it, the amendment, you should read it, 14-3, plain and simple. So I don't want to hear, let the people decide, he's a crook. Oh, the people will decide his fate. You can't run away from his fate. He will be in front of jury, and that's when the people will decide. But right now, it says you cannot run for office because you're in a, because you broke the law and you tried to do treasonous things. And Raider Capital, people died that day, my friends. People died. People committed suicide that day. And that fat, jolly old man, we're not talking Santa Claus, Donald Trump was there to cheer him on and laugh about it. So, yeah, his as well as I'm a believer of best should. I'm a former athlete, and I want to compete against your best. Give me your champion, and I will beat them. But in this case, you broke the law. You broke the law. That's like having. That's like saying John Gotti, when he was alive, let's get him out of jail. He broke the law. He killed people. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, Donald Trump killed people too. But let's just say, so he's so popular, let's get John Gotti out of prison and let him run through the Teamster Union, because he's a popular guy. The same thing. So next time you hear a Republican, your lawmaker that you send to uphold our laws, say Donald Trump should be on the ballot, you are breaking the law. This man is there for treason. Take a look at yourself. All right, our main subject, and that's enough of Donald Trump. Our main subject is T.D. Jakes, pimp or preacher, and Mr. Sexual Assault Man of the Year, P. Diddy. You know, I'm a guy that says, you know, see, here's where I am. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place, because I don't think anybody should attack a strong, profitable black business person, woman, man, especially his own kind. I mean, I'm not racist if you never heard the show, especially his own kind. But right and wrong, right is right, wrong is wrong. And I put up here T.D. Jakes, pimp or preacher. Now, you know, excess, even Jesus didn't like excess. Actually, excess has a great album. What was that album that excess had? I need you tonight, because I'm not sleeping. Something about you, girl, makes me sweat. But not those guys. And I know preachers need to make money. I know they need to make money, right? And they make money. But how much money becomes dirty money? And then you have to look deep in. It's like, well, the Catholic Church and some of the priests take money from mafia people, and that's blood money. And they think, well, I'll take money and use it for good, and that way I can wash the money, and the money's going to go for good. I'll get whatever reasoning you want to, but there's blood on that money. Now, I don't know anything about this T.D. Jakes. A good friend of mine mentioned him the other day. And there seems to be some trouble. That's right, trouble here in River City. And what we're going to do is we're going to look at T.D. Jakes, and then we're going to look at Mr. Sexual Assault, P. Diddy. Some people say he's on a down low. Real low. You know what I'm trying to say? He's getting, P. Diddy's getting on his knees, and he ain't praying. He ain't praying at all. You know what I'm talking about, girl. We're going to try to get to the bottom of that. And when we come back, I'm going to get some coffee, believe it or not. But I have a song for you, Mr. T.D. Jakes, because I know this show is very popular. You will hear of me, because we're going to make a live call. We do that once in a while. We're going to make a live call. You will know Hammer by the time this show is over. Until then, Mr. Jakes, when you listen to who Hammer is, because you're going to do that, you're going to say, who is this mother fudger? Made that promise, and I keep my promise. I'm not a cusser. And you don't know who I am. I'm in your dreams. I am your thoughts. I am in your head when you wake up. I am in your bed doing your wife. You can't see me because your eyes are full of greed. You greedy bastard. So I'm going to send a song out to you. I'm sending a song out to T.D. Jakes, pimp of the preachers, the blasphemous T.D. Jakes, using God's word for his own evil gain to get money out of your pocket so he can spend it into sex parties and other things. T.D. Jakes, the pimp of the preachers. This is a song I send to you. This is a message I send to you. And we'll be right back when I get some coffee.
I'm telling you, oh, how I feel. Gonna catch your mind. Don't you dare come on, come on, get on me. Alright, I'm giving you an ounce to show your stuff, or let it be. I'm telling you. So watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. When they say it's time to live, you need to do it too. But my friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to you want to get who's bad?
Yes, 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 I know. I'm a bad, bad, bad man. Talking about somebody who's supposedly talking about God. I don't know who this guy is, but we're going to find out who this guy is. Here's his biography, just in case you don't know who T.D. Jakes is. He calls himself a bishop. I don't know how he became a bishop. The only thing I know about bishops is that maybe they're in the Catholic religion, so he became a bishop. If you're going to point yourself, see, this tells me this bastard has low self-esteem, because if he appointed himself a bishop, you should have appointed yourself as Pope, dude. I'm looking at this dude right now. Look like a jelly old elf. Like an elf on a shelf. Look like an evil elf on a shelf with that stupid smile and that little suit and that little red little thing in his pocket. Yeah, that's the devil's signature. That's why he has that red thing in his pocket. The devil's letting him know that they ain't God he's talking about. He's saying the wisdom of Satan, Lucifer. That's why he has that little red thing in his little pocket. That's Lucifer saying, "This is my soldier, T.D. Jakes." All right, let's find out a little bit more about him. Well, his name is Thomas Dexter Jakes. Dexter, really? Let's continue. He was born June 9, 1957, in South Charleston, West Virginia. He grew up in Charleston, West Virginia, by the way. I don't believe West Virginia has a street bearing his name. That is pissing me off. I'm going to call West Virginia. Oh, yeah. There's some stuff we got to do. I'm going to call West Virginia Courthouse. I hope they're open still, because a lot of people are leaving because of the holiday. But I would love to call West Virginia City Hall to find out why they named a street after this dude. How much money did they give them for them to name a street after this dude? Because they have a street. They have a street wearing his name. Wow. He grew up in this neighborhood called Vandalia. I don't know what the neighborhood. Here's what his beliefs are. He was converted and ordained with oneness. What the F is that? Pentecostalism? It doesn't exist. He revealed in an interview with Mark Driscoll, don't know it, in 2012 that he affirms the Trinity. Although Jakes did not affirm the internally of the individual persons of the Trinity, which is denied by Oneness Church. Oneness Church? The hell is that? Jake is an advocate of sexual abstinence. Really? What are you doing at P. Diddy party, Mr. Sexual Abstinence? You probably have a little wiener. You probably have a little tiny pee-pee, and that's why you want to abstain, because you pull down your pants, people are going to laugh at that pee-pee. You dirty son of a... sexual abstinence. And he has made appearances advocating it on Good Morning America and Dr. Phil. I wonder if I can see that one. Wait, it has a link here. Dr. Phil show. Dr. Phil. Oh, who cares about Dr. Phil? I would like to see that show. Let me see if that works. That would be really funny. Dr. Phil, which I don't like Dr. Phil. He's not even a real doctor, by the way. He's not a real doctor, so shut up. Dr. Phil Dr. Phil T.D. Jakes. Let me see what was going on there. Okay, here it is. It's called Understanding Disruptive Thinking. All right, abstinence boy. Let me get rid of this little bullshit stuff here. Here we go. I want to hear him talk. Here's Dr. Phil and T.D. Jakes, I think. Here we go.
When people are looking for a way to cancel folks that say the wrong thing, cancel folks that...
Dr. Phil's an asshole. When they, you know, the cancel folks, I'm just a country bumpkin, but I'm not a real doctor. But what I like to do is call myself a doctor, because if I put the DR in front of my name, people will come and talk to me about the problems. Look at my bald head. You would have to believe me, because I just bear it all for you. I'm not trying to cover it up with the rug. But here I am interviewing T.D. Jakes, the pimp of all preachers. Let's continue.
Try to question what the narrative is. I mean, people are going to come at disruptors. They're going to come at you, and they're going to come at you rightly and wrongly. If it's something that you need to correct, you need to correct it, but you have to keep moving. You cannot allow public dis...
What the F is a gobbledygook? They're going to come after you rightly and wrongly and wrongly and rightly. They're going to come after you, the disruptors. Watch out for the disruptors. Look at that beard, man. Shave your damn face off. It looks like a cow spit on his face and it just grew underneath his chin. Dude, you got a $500 suit and you got a $2 face. Let's listen to him again. Here we go. Disruptor, disruptor. This isn't a double talk. Disruptor, disruptor.
Course to control destiny. Often the criticism is coming from somebody up under you. I have never had a hater that was doing better than me.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It's always somebody throwing rocks up at the truth.
I never had a hater that's doing better than me. God is your hater, you bastard. And by the way, sometimes I prepare for the show, right? So I prepare for the show, and I look around. And I say, okay, let me get some contacts. And then I asked, and I went to the Lord. I said, hey, Lord. And the Lord say, hey, Brian, how you doing? I said, Lord. And the Lord say, yes, Brian. I said, Lord, who is this T.D. Jakes fellow? Lord say, never heard of him. Okay, thank you, Lord. Get some sleep, Brian. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. I love you too, Brian. That was my conversation. The Lord never heard of him. Never had a hater who made more than me. Shut up. Oh, I wish it wasn't. This is the wrong day for me to give up cussing. Let's continue.
People who are more successful are never throwing rocks down. It's people who are down throwing rocks up.
Oh, that's prolific. People who are not successful throwing the rocks down, but people who are successful throwing the rocks up. What did you say? Wait a minute. What? I got to hear this again. Hold on.
People who are more successful are never throwing rocks down.
People who are more successful are never throwing rocks down. No, they usually pull down their pants and shit on people like you do. And that's what you do. That's what you do. And what's the other thing?
It's people who are down throwing rocks up.
Yeah, I love the way you describe that. And
yeah, I love the way you describe that. Because I'm Dr. Phil. I'm not really a doctor, and you're not really a preacher. But people, let's just forget that, because they're listening to us right now, and they believe our bullshit. Let's continue.
I guess it comes back to envy. I mean, I've heard you preach about that. I've heard you talk about that. Envy is a big thing. People are always trying to level things out. And if you're doing well, you know, they're trying to drag you down.
A friend of mine says, you're killing me doesn't make you king.
Here's the more sayings of the smart man. They always talk in these sayings, right? A friend of mine said, you have no friends. That's the voices in your ear. You're hearing voices again. Mama should put you back on that medication in school. What was it? Ritalin? always talk in metaphors and stupid shit.
It drags you down. Friend of mine says, you're killing me doesn't make you king.
Well, it does. Back in the day, they used to kill the king. And you know who used to kill the king? It's usually his stepson, his bastard son, or his son. Yeah, and it made them king. What the hell are you talking about? That's how they become king. Now let's listen to, you know what he reminds me of? I know, who is that thing? You know those trolls, those travel trolls, like Travelocity trolls? The gnomes. Remember those things you put in the garden? They're like gnomes. Get a black gnome, and you got T.D. Jakes. That's it. That's what he reminds me of. I knew it. Or a born-again Cabbage Patch doll, whatever one you want to take a pick. Here we go. Let's hear some more metaphors that he's not really saying shit.
Yeah, and yet people think that if they bring you down, it takes them up, but that's not really true at all. We every person, even the critic, needs to understand that we need to be loyal to where we are now and do some introspection. I think we're...
Introspection. You got to be aware of people who talk and they don't say nothing. You got to be aware. We got to do some introspection. What is introspection? Is that a word? Let me put a word in here. I challenge that. Introspection. Let me see if there is a word. Oh, here's it. Oh, it is a word. And you know what it means? It means the examination or observation of one's own mental and emotional process. He's talking about mental health. Man crazy. Man crazy. Let's continue.
Too busy. I think we're so busy with busyness that we can't do business. Yeah. And busyness.
I like guys who make up words. We're so busy with busyness. He hasn't said one damn thing yet. They're throwing rocks up and they're throwing rocks down and they're busy. They're busy with busyness. They're busy with busyness? Boo, you crazy. Let's see if I'm not going to interrupt anymore. I want to hear him say one decent sentence. So far, I haven't got anything because they're going to give you confused with, oh, he must be smart because he just said I'm busy with busyness. And I bet you girls in the choir, woo, you preach it, you preacher, you preach it. Busy with busyness. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to see if we can get one sentence out of him that makes sense.
And business are two different things. It's like being on a treadmill. And it says you ran 5 miles, but when I get off, I'm in the same spot.
Genius. Pure genius. I'm on a treadmill. I ran 5 miles. Guess what? I'm in the same spot. He's right. Oh, my God, he's right. Oh, my God, he's right. I did run 5 miles on my treadmill. And guess what? When I got off, I was in the same spot. Damn. Damn, this is genius, man. This is just genius. Damn, this is genius. Let me just write him a check right now. I bet you have some more things to say. So far, he hasn't said anything. So far, he has not said one thing that made sense. All these are little gobbledygook, little coin phrases and everything. Let's see if he says a sentence.
So we're on the treadmill of life, and we're going as fast as we can, but we're not really getting anywhere. What are the metrics through which you measure success? And those metrics determine how fulfilled you feel as a person on the inside.
Yeah. You're saying what I believe so strongly, and that is own it. Be who you are on purpose. If somebody got a problem with that, then fine. Have a problem with it.
Yeah, you can't, because there are 8 billion people on the planet. Everybody's not going to like you. You have to be okay with that. You have to also understand.
Yeah, you're right. There's 8 billion people on the planet. Not everybody's going to like you. I said the same thing on the show. I'm not for everyone, but I don't talk in metaphors. But he's right. 8 billion people on the planet. And 7,999,000 people on this planet think that you're a bastard. Charlatan, you're pimping God for your own financial gain. Let's listen to some more metaphors. So far, he hasn't said anything. Here we go.
Disruptive doesn't mean destructive, right? I think a lot of times when I first started contemplating with writing the book, I was saying disruptive, but I was hearing destructive. And disruptive and destructive are two different things.
He said nothing. Yes, disruptive and whatever are two different things. He said nothing. Nothing. Again, he said nothing. Let's keep going. It's almost over.
You can't have construction without disruption.
Oh, my God. Will he please stop? Stop already. Oh, he added another word that rhymes with another word. Let's continue.
And so if you're going to construct a better you, a better life, a better marriage, a better relationship, a better friendship, a better business, a better career, a better job, then you have to be willing to destruct what you built in the past to construct what is in front of you.
Do you have a story or a question for me? Click the link
God.
In the description.
That was the interview. That was the interview. Good morning, lovely lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm trying to understand T.D. Jakes. Did you hear that interview? Did he say anything that was remotely a sentence instead of rhyming words and stupid stuff? Because I can't understand that. I don't understand that at all.
No, but I do know because you were saying you wondered why he was on his show, on Dr. Phil's show, and I heard that he was up there. So, because Dr. Phil had talked about giving him, helping him get a show.
Mm-hmm.
So
probably
when he was on that show.
Yeah. I will investigate this. I do have the number. This is a lovely lady. I'm going to keep her anonymous because this is a touchy subject. Thank you, Laverne, for coming in. Oops.
No problem.
Oops.
No problem, Mr. Funny Man.
I'm Mr. Funny Man. I see you, Mr. Funny Man. I used to love you. Oh, my God. I love Laverne. Good morning, Patty Cakes. How are you? God loves you.
I'm fine. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. We got lovely Laverne in the studio, Pat.
Oh,
good
nice.
Good morning, Pat. Oh, well, good evening.
Hi, Laverne. How are you?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I can't stay on too long. I have to run to the post office before they close because I didn't have the money the other day when my postman came, so...
Oh, did he take
well,
it?
Well, hopefully that don't take you too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't give it to me, of course, because I didn't have the money, so, yeah.
I know.
It was COD or something. Not COD, I think it was customs. Bloody $37 for something.
No, it could be. Well, Pat, it's good to have you while you're here. Yes, we are talking about...
So what are you talking about today?
We are talking about preachers who are making money off of people. It's either are they a preacher or a pimp. And someone brought to my attention about T.D. Jakes. It seemed like this guy is kind of a charlatan. I don't know if he's a charlatan or not. But he seems to get all caught up in himself, and he made himself a bishop of the Church of Oneness, and I have no idea what the Church of Oneness is about. But we're going to investigate him. And while you're here, you're a big fan of me making phone calls, aren't you?
Of which?
Of me making my phone calls?
Yeah, I'm not bad about it. Why?
Yeah.
What were you thinking to do?
I'm gonna call him. Hello, Mr. Fred. Fred loves it. He's a fan of the phone calls. He always talks when I come on, but when I address Mr. Fred, watch. Mr. Fred, You
nothing.
Son of, you nothing. You son going to
eat.
He's going to eat. I have one thing to say. You want to hear what I have to say? I have one thing to say. Here you go. That's it. That's what I have. That's all I have to say. Burn. Sorry. That's my indoor verse. Burn, witch, burn. Oh, Mr. Fred is this, is a psychic cat. And everything. Uh-oh. Is that your phone? Is that your phone, Pat?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just going to message him that I'm on the phone.
Okay. We're going to call, since Pat's here right now. Pat, if you could get it, I'm going to put you on hold, and when you come back on, just hit number one. I know you're done, okay?
Okay, I've got to go.
Okay, kiddo. Okay. Oops, that's Laverne.
Hello,
sorry, Laverne.
No, I just said bad plan.
She's still here. She'll probably answer the phone. What? Oh, she's gone. I'm going to make the call right now. I'm going to make a call. Before I make the call, there are some people. I went to the YouTube channel to see if I can get some more information on T.D. Jakes. And there's some people who have something to say. And here's a lady. Her name is Lou Now. Let me see what she has to say. I haven't heard it, but let's see.
The other thing that bothers me a little bit about this, and a lot of people disagree with me on this, is that, for example, a lot of these lawsuits are by Jane Doe's. And some of these people who are getting sued, even in the midst of a lawsuit, don't know who the person is. Sometimes it's not even revealed to the person getting accused as to who they are.
That's bananas.
And it's because, like, based on the law, they're trying to protect this person because the other person is more powerful and they could do things to
blah,
them.
Blah,
but
blah, blah, blah.
To me, it's just unfair because you're putting this person publicly on blast.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose this lawsuit, if it gets thrown out,
mm-hmm.
or if you lose it in a court of law, you have no repercussions. You have a lawyer that's doing on contingency, so there's no money out your pocket. Your identity's hidden. You go back to work like nothing has happened. This person has to hold this forever. So my whole thing is, if you're going to be a Jane Doe suing, the person you should be suing should be a John Doe as well. That's how I think you could fix it.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know nothing about this. This is not my. I don't know nothing about none of this. Cause I'm just a different type of chick. I'm telling.
Is she drunk? Is she
drunk? No, that's the way she talks. That's the way she talks.
Yeah. Oh, that's the way she talks.
Yeah.
That's the way she talks. She sounds drunk. I don't know nothing about this. All right. I'm not making fun of her. I just never heard her. I just sound like she's drunk. Here we go.
I'm suing immediately.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to know.
Yep.
I'm going on Instagram Live. I'm snitching. I'm telling.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this works. So I guess you have to be in that. See, they're up in another hemisphere than regular folk, too. They're very insulated. They can do what they want. They got people on payroll. And the people on payroll is guilty as everybody, too, because that means that you done sold your soul to watch other people get taken advantage of, and you're aiding and abetting in that situation. So you're fucked up, too.
Ah. Yeah, I mean, Puffy's lawyer, or not Puffy's lawyer, Puffy's bodyguards, have come forward and one of them said, Roger Bonds, was actually listed in the paperwork of Kathy's lawsuit, and he came forward and said, yeah, it's true, and the only reason I'm saying now is because I had four daughters, but...
He had four daughters then.
He had four daughters then. So that's the argument. Like, well,
not,
if it was
no.
so bad, how come you kept working for this
yes,
guy?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the argument
all,
there.
Everybody involved in all the R. Kelly shit, all the cover-up boys, all the ticket bookers, all that shit, and everybody involved that aided and abetted in Diddy or anybody who does this, Epstein and all the motherfuckers, Everybody's guilty. Mm. Everybody's guilty.
And now it's getting even crazier. Now there's rumors about T.D. Jakes being involved in these various situations and so forth. Not to say it's real.
No, listen.
It's real, but T.D. Jakes was trending the other day.
I know it. But
for a reason he didn't want to be trending for.
And I shook my head not to say, that's ridiculous. I shook my head to say, unfortunately, I don't put nothing past nobody no more.
There you go.
I just can't get shocked no more.
Yep.
I've been so disappointed in the people that I've looked up to and found out about their dirty, shady, fucked up ways.
Yep.
And I knew this before it ever started coming out in papers because, you know, I know some people who spoke about it publicly and then they got persecuted. I'll tell you all, Kevin.
Wow. I made a promise to somebody to clean up my language. I had no idea that she was going to bring it back.
I'm up here saying, I don't think that person said don't never do it. I think that person said, you know, not, don't, all the time, repetition.
That's true. But I do have to clean up my potty mouth. And here's another thing right here. Well, here's T.D. Jake. And I don't know if it's T.D. Jake. Here's these people who put the title T.D. Jake and they become a nobody. All of a sudden, they're news people. So I don't know how this is going to go. But it says here, T.D. Jake's response to rumors about being a power bottom with Puff Daddy alleging a power bottom. I think he's more of a guy on top, but who knew? Here we go.
One thing I know about skilled liars and deceivers is lies are actually a help. Rumors are a help. It is better to hit those people with verifiable truth.
Y'all looking at me like you my physician, trying to see if I'm good. I'm good. You can't do this 50 years and ain't been at a fight.
See, this man has been in fights before. He knows how to weather storms. So what happens is he uses the really, really horrible accusations to say, oh, I'm under fire. I'm being attacked. So that when the smaller things that are verifiable come forth, it don't look as bad. And it looked like, oh, it was a part of the attack. And that's why he gives himself an out later. I'm going to show it to you. But before I show you where he gives himself an out, I'm going to show you how he kind of mocks you a little bit.
Hallelujah. I feel his presence with me right now. The anointing of God is in this place. Amen. It's offering time in the sanctuary.
What's incredible is in the midst of defending himself about an accusation, he takes up an offering. He understands that's the best time to do it. Everybody's emotional. Everybody's picking a side. I'm on Team Jake's. I'm going to support you. So in the midst of defending himself, he's going to take up an offering. It's almost to mock you to say, I'll still take up a good offering in the midst of my downtime. You can't even take up this type of money when you're doing good. And I saw John Gray do the same thing. He just finished talking about meeting someone at a hotel behind his wife's back. And then he was like, yeah, give me some money. And I thought that was the wildest thing in the world. But notice, while talking about this stuff, he gives himself a place to get out still.
If everything was true, all I got to do is repent sincerely from my heart. There's enough power in the blood to cover all.
Yeah, and every clergy does that, from Catholic to Buddhism to Baptist to Pentecostal, whatever. They always give that out, even if it's true. God hates the sin, not the sinner. There's that. That door, that even if it's true, God will forgive me because he's a forgiving Lord. So I can rip you off, I can kill you, I can rape you, I can steal your money, I can burn your house down, I can say libelous things about you. And if I'm wrong, God will still forgive me. They always, he even said it, he said the thing in your head out loud. He said it out loud. Listen to what he's saying.
It was true. All I got to do is repent sincerely from my heart. There's enough power in the blood to cover all kinds of sins.
There you go. So that's like being 007. I have a license to kill. In their case, they have a license to steal. And they know this. They got the inside information. God will forgive them. They can do the most. He just said it. Even if it was true.
Right. Now, who would want to go that route to say even if it was true? Instead of keep saying denying it, you know?
Exactly. I mean, we could use that. I mean, people come here, you know, Brian, you know, knocked me up, and I have his baby, and he denied his baby. He doesn't pay no child care, no this and that. And if I said, even if it was true, y'all, God will forgive me. And I go, what? You did horrible things. Even if it was true, the Lord will forgive me. Now give me some money. You can donate your money to me, because I cannot talk to the Lord without your money. God's like $25 an hour. I hate people like that, man. Even if it was true. They're not held accountable for nothing. All right, let's keep on. I'm finding more about him. Here we go.
I don't care what it is, the blood would fix it. But I ain't got to repent about this.
That's how you do it when you're good and slick. When you really know what you're doing, how to be slick, that's how you do it. You leave yourself and out. You say, well, even if it all was true, we got the blood, but I don't have to repent for that. Why? Because you know in the midst of this storm, there's going to be little things that slip out to the public that the public going to get whipped up, and you're going to be able to attach that to the attack. And long as you attach that to the attack, people will ignore all of the true things that really need to be addressed, all right? So that was real good and slick to leave yourself and out. I had people who didn't like me coming up, and they would lie on me. And I would tell them, if you would say true statements about me, you do better than lying on me. Saints, there are too many real issues that have gone on in churches and ministries that have slid by, and it has allowed families to become untouchable. And here we are again with this man finding ways to maneuver past accountability. It is time to do right. It is time to treat God's people right. It is time for men to realize you are not gods. You cannot sit on your thrones. And just because you were attacked in one area, it don't mean that you can't be corrected in another area. And that's the slick stuff that we got to watch for in the church. I'm not going to let it slide by. I'm going to tell you the truth about it. It is time for pastors to do what's right. I don't know if I'm done with this subject or not, but what I do know is I'm not going to have nobody play in your face.
All right. Fair enough. Let me see. I want to hear T.D. Jakes, but, man, these are people. We'll get other people with charges. Let me hear this man. The Potter's House Arts and Music Department, one weekly Jake Divinity School Chapel services streaming right now. I want to hear him. T.D. Jakes' love affair with Tyrone exposed. What?
Yeah, from what I heard, Tyrone was a church member, and he still is a church member, but he was involved with T.D. Jakes until T.D. Jakes started looking at somebody else.
Oh, really? Yeah, this one just has music, though. Man, what's going on, y'all? This is so, let's go ahead and slide with the topic, and I want to revisit the situation regarding T.D. Jakes because there is a lot going on. First of all, I can't count all the threatening emails that I've been receiving. I got people in my email talking about I'm going to need security, and they retired veterans, and let's see what this is about. Now it's got interesting. It's a commercial right now. You know, the bigger you are, you know, there are people who are trying to seek, but let me hear this before I judge this animal.
Set up, already have protection, but let's not make no mistake about it. I am taking heed. I'm not turning a blind eye to all the warnings and things of that nature, because at the end of the day, I feel like somebody knows something, right? Now, I'm also getting emails and DMs from individuals that claim to be a part of T.D. Jakes' church, and they're saying that they have some incriminating evidence on T.D. Jakes as well, but they were afraid to speak out because T.D. Jakes is the type of person that has the power to have you knocked off, allegedly, okay? So I'm not going to put the information out that I've been sent. No one has been able to confirm their identity. I don't know if they're afraid. Some of the individuals that have emailed me, again, it seems as though that some of these individuals are trying to set me up, so I'm not biting the bait. But anyway, I got sent a video clip of someone talking about T.D. Jakes' bodyguard having access to some photos of T.D. Jakes in some very compromising positions and things of that nature. As a matter of fact, it's been alleged that T.D. Jakes was in a... Now, before we go any further, I want to encourage you guys to go ahead and follow me on Instagram at CarolinaCrushTV, just in case something happens here. So, I want to move forth and play you guys a couple of clips, or three clips, rather. And the first clip you'll see will go into detail about this relationship that T.D. Jakes had with a member of his security team by the name of Tyrone. And the second and third clips that you'll see will just be talking about the nature of this whole situation in regards to T.D. Jakes. So, sit tight, and I'll be back.
What's up, TikTok? This your boy, Gerald Jackson from the North Carolina Bee.
Wake up, James! Wake up! Wake up!
They done put another story out on you again. Word on the curb, a popular church blogger who's been exposing the black church for more than a decade says that one of Bishop T.D. Jakes' security guards once came to him to put out a story on Jakes. Now, according to William G. McCrae III of Obnoxious Television, who you see right here, he said that this man right here over here, he said, is a member of Bishop T.D. Jakes' security team. And I personally spoke to two people who goes to Bishop T.D. Jakes' church that tell me that Tyrone is a member of his security team. Now, according to William G. McCrae III, he said that Tyrone had came to him about a story to put out on Jakes because he and Bishop Jakes had allegedly been in a set. Relationship. He said that Bishop Jakes had started to push him to the background. He ain't like that because him and the bishop allegedly had been in a set. Relationship. Now, according to William G. McCrae III, he said that Tyrone had shared some pictures with him of Bishop T.D. Jakes wearing a thong holding a peach cobbler. According to the blogger, he said that Tyrone also shared a photo with him of Bishop T.D. Jakes on a motorcycle that Jakes had bought Tyrone and stated that the photo show allegedly Bishop T.D. Jakes' chest down and tooted up.
I was contacted by this gentleman, Tyrone. Tyrone works on the security team for Jakes at the Potter's house. And it was, you know, early. He had a couple of pictures. He had a picture of Jakes and a song. With a peach cobbler that he had made. And then Jakes had bought him a motorcycle, and he had a couple of pictures of Jakes in a very provocative manner, chest down on the motorcycle, and suited up in the
phone. Now get into this tea right here. William also talked about this guy right here. This is Daryl Patrick. Now, Daryl Patrick was supposedly a fashion stylist for Bishop T.D. Jakes. Now, according to William, Mr. Patrick here had said some things and did some things that Bishop T.D. Jakes didn't like. And allegedly, Bishop Jakes had kicked him off his private jet, left him stranded, according to William G. McCrae. Now, according to William, he said that after Patrick had got kicked off the plane, that he started sending threatening text messages to T.D. Jakes. He said that the messages went to his iPad where his wife, Sarita, was back in Dallas. And somehow, Mr. Patrick died. Last night, I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. William G. McCrae III, and baby, let me tell you, you better go to my YouTube channel right now, at Gerald the NCB, and watch it.
I have seen the photographs, and possibly have them.
Ciao. The way, let's pray for him. Did you contact him and pray for him? I didn't contact him and pray for him because I'm not working for him. I'm working for his boss that he decided to turn his back on and go and serve the Baphomet. I'm that PA that's just here with this tablet to read out what the big boss says. You go and pray for him and then see what the end of that will be. So then I saw these ministers were enjoying this party. Oh, sorry, I didn't bring the vision that the Lord is telling me to make sure that I add here. I had a vision of T.D. Jakes. I think it would have been just maybe 3 weeks. And I put it in the video already, but it keeps coming up to bring it in. And so here it is. I saw this man standing as a huge statue in the earth, a very massive statue. And this whole vision was sort of in light shades of blue. So it was a light blue statue, and the sky was blue. Everything was blue. And it was standing right at the edge of a lake. A lake, a sea, definitely a body of water. And then the statue was struck. So the statue was struck, and it fell into the water, and it sank into the water, and then it began to release this inky black goo into the water, this black, dense substance into the water. And then as I was watching, all the little woodland animals came around to that pool and began to sip that defiled and poisoned water. And the Lord said that when this man falls, it will be like the hour hand finally coming to the hour. So, you know, it finally comes around and it hits the hour. And God says, when this man falls, you are watching the beginning of the time period of the judgment of the ministers who have failed their commission. What? But he also said in the long ago prophecy where I was speaking to him, where God said that there is a judgment of for certain ministers, God says that Christians who are wise should stay away from the fanfare and the open mourning and the great burning that will be made.
Quit preaching to me. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going to try to hear a little bit of his preaching. That's what I'm trying to do. Enough of accusations. I understand that. Let me see if I can get his preaching. I just want to hear him preach one time. That's all I want to do. Let me see. He should be preaching. Join us for the chapel service. Bishop T.G. Jakes. Let me see if I can hear him preach one time. This is a commercial. So far I'm hearing rumor. I just want to hear the band preach. Here we see. There's music. There he is. Jakes Divinity School. Worship of Reflection. Okay, I think this is him. I think it is church. He got a big-ass church. Look at that organ, man. Wow. A big-ass church. Let me see if I can get him. Okay, here he is.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And we have a custom that we stand for the reading of God's word. We make it hard on old Arthur, don't we? Oh, Arthur.
What?
Y'all don't know who Arthur is, do you?
No, we don't.
Keep living.
What?
You will meet Arthur. He's waiting for you up the road.
Who's Arthur?
You don't know Brother Arthur?
No.
Arthur. Arthritis.
Arthritis. I thought he knew Felipe.
Yeah, what did he say? Arthritis.
Arthritis. With arthritis. Arthritis. Oh, you call me funny, man. Let's see what he actually has to say.
Arthur, write us. Yeah. Just one verse, real familiar verse. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I'm preach the bottom part of that text, but I want to preach the first three words, for unto us. for unto us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I approach that throne because you're God and you're able and you can do anything. And we honor you, Lord, on this day that has been set aside to acknowledge the birth of the Savior into this world. We are awed by your splendorous grace and mercy. We're so appreciative, Lord, for how you have looked beyond our faults and seen our needs and blessed us to assemble out here today. And we come here, our very presence here is a sign of victory. If we didn't say anything, if we didn't move a muscle, the very fact that we are here is a praise unto your name. Hallelujah. For the transformation of Israel and ultimately the deliverance of the world is predicated on a little baby born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Our God.
I had enough of this, fool. All right, as I promised, I'm going to make a phone call to him, and I'm going to right now. What I'm going to do is we're going to call him. It's getting late, and I know it's a holiday, so they may not answer the phone. I don't want to get to. And the East Coast right now is 5 o'clock. Damn. I'm going to make it a short show because I know you guys want to get to Eden and get to be with the family or you're traveling and blah, 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 blah. You don't want to listen to me. I understand. I have to apologize for coming on so late. So I'm going to get to the meat and the potatoes. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to get the information. We're going to make a live call to T.D. Jakes' people. All right, so we'll be right back. Stay with us. And when we come back, we're going to do a quick story on P. Diddy, what's going on with him and his sex crimes. And we're going to have a short show. Again, it's Friday, the last Friday of 2023. And I guess Monday will be the new year. I guess that would be new year, my God, because today's the 29th. So I probably won't see you till next year. Next year, 2024. And to those of my friends who have been with me for all these years, that's just another year. Another year we share together. I do respect and love the Morning Crew, and they know who they are. And many years, and we're having another year together. And maybe we'll have a New Year's Eve show, and you know how it is. I think we had a couple of New Year's Eve shows. We welcomed. It never went right. I think we had three or four of them. So people love to come on that show and watch the hammer balls drop. Nothing better than watching my balls drop on the strength 12 midnight. Patty's back. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
Don't you want
to? Yeah, I managed to get the parcel.
Yeah, good for you. Hey, Pat, do you want to come on a New Year's Eve show to watch my balls drop?
Why not? I'm not doing anything. Actually,
oh, why not?
I'm doing anything. Double the mushrooms, and so I might be a little high. But
Laverne, did you hear? I'm doing a double to the mushrooms. I won't even be on this planet. For those of you, it's not the mushrooms that you put in your salad. These are other mushrooms.
So what time is that show going to be?
New Year's Eve show?
Yeah.
It'll probably be New Year's Day. I don't know. We tried to have it three times, and I screw up every time. I usually come on drunk. I'm drinking throughout the whole show.
Even New Year's Eve, because then everybody's in that condition.
Yeah, and do the countdown and everything. We'll see what happens. People are tired of me. What we're going to do, Pat, is that we're going to call this pastor, this preacher, or this bishop, T.D. Jakes. I listened to it. There's a lot of rumors going on about him. There's sex stories and sex parties and blah, 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 and he calls himself a bishop. He doesn't
really
say much, anything that makes sense. He'll quote the Bible, and then he'll be dramatic like a little queen. So we're going to hold him accountable, and I want to hear. Chances are we're not going to be able to talk to him, but we're going to make ourselves known to his people. Because there's an accusation There's an accusation I have, and I want them to comment on my accusation. They'll get to him. All right, we'll be right back. We got Pat, and you know what? Well, this is the Friday. This is the Friday, almost the last Friday. This is the last Friday of 2023. Pat's been with me for years and years and years. I remember Pat when she was only 8 years old, and she flew around with her broom around town. I can't get out of my head. You keep preaching, funny man. I'm a Laverne. I can't get out of my head. So when we come back, we're going to make that live call. Stay with us if you'd like to come in the studio. It is 319-527-6099. When you come in the studio, say hello to Miss Melissa, who is listening in Maine. Hello, Melissa. Hello, Melissa. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about we're going to make that call. And only we make that call. And there's going to be an accusation I want them to ask about that they will tell him. The good Lord has set me as his shepherd. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Yep. Wait. All right, here we go. You know what? I can't find the song. It's a beautiful song that I'm trying to find, but I can't find it. Pat, so I want to just say that if anybody comes into the studio within the next 20 minutes, maybe Pat is generous if you talk nice to her. If you let her know what kind of psychological drugs that you may have and that you may be doing, she may give you a ring. I like hearing Pat laugh. 602, God bless you and bless you more. 602, hello.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
Hey, Mr. King.
Hey.
You got Pat here.
King.
You got, and you, yeah, you got Laverne here. Look at that,
hey,
Pat and Laverne.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Happy holiday to you.
Happy holidays to you, too. I miss you. How you been doing?
I've been doing good.
That's good.
I heard you yesterday on the show, and congratulations to you and your loved one.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. She right here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm giving my daughter a bath. Sorry.
Yeah, she's giving her daughter a bath right quick.
Yeah, it was great to hear the king and the queen are in the studio. King's here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember her name. Is it Valen?
Yes.
Valen.
Yes, Valen.
Valen,
yes.
Is a pretty name. How, yes. Hello. Hey, Valen. Hey, girl.
Yes.
Girl.
And she's giving her daughter a bath right quick.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
King, this is right up your subject. Have you ever heard of T.D. Jakes? T.D. Jakes?
Yeah, T.D. Jakes. Yeah, yeah.
Do you like him?
You know, at first, it was hard for me to follow him, you know, because coming from a Methodist church, we've had various pastors come through the church, you know. And so... not being able to follow the word, it was different. And so as I got older, I started hearing about T.D. Jakes, and I used to watch him on TV. And so a lot of his sermons that he would, you know, he would talk about, it started making a lot more sense. You know, I was able to follow it. He would break it down, all that stuff. And so I started to like him, you know. And even until this day, I still like him. The only thing that I don't like is that he has this big old church in Dallas. He has all these buses. He has all these limos. He has a lot of cars. But yet, there's homeless people on the streets, you know. It was other things that I didn't like, you know. And, of course, you know, if anybody remembers, my first song, which was Don't Get Caught in My Web, I'm talking about him in that song because it's like, you know, you and these deacons are out eating steaks, but, you know, what about, you know, what about the people who helped you become who you are, you know? But,
right.
Yeah, Bishop T.D. Jakes is a good guy, you know what I mean? I've been following everything that's been going on. I don't know if it's true or not. I won't sit here and say I know. I won't sit here and say I don't know. I'm just not quite sure about it, you know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, he's not doing that stuff, you know what I mean? But from the looks of it all, I think people are just trying to make themselves look good and get clout, you know what I mean? So I really can't I can't say he's doing it or not doing it. I just pray he's not doing it at all, you know what I mean? Because it's not good at all, you know.
Right.
Not good at all. But you know what they say? What's done in the dark comes to the light.
Right. It sure does.
Yep.
What we're going to do is, you know, occasionally, I've been hearing a lot of rumors about him, my damn self. And so we're going to call him. We're going to call him live. And we'll see what he has to say for himself.
All right. I'm going to mute my phone right now, then.
King knows it. He knows it. Okay, here we go. Okay, kids, get out of the room. I'm muting my phone. Y'all don't need to hear this. The king already knows. We're going to make the call. So I will mute you guys, and I'm muting you now. Don't leave. I'm muting King just in case. I am muting the lovely Laverne just in case. I'm muting you, Pat, the lovely Pat. And let's make the call. Let's see if we can make this call. Let's see if it works.
Hello, this is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I thank you so much for calling and expressing continued interest in this ministry. Mm. God is moving in a phenomenal way. Exciting things are going on all over the world because of your care and support and love and prayers for this ministry. I want to encourage you, if you're not a partner with this ministry, to consider partnering with us as we go about doing God's will in our neighborhoods and around the world. Now, just stay on the line for service, and thanks again for calling.
I want service.
Thank you for calling T.D. Jakes Ministries.
Yes.
If you are interested in becoming a new member or requesting salvation, press 7.
Right.
Otherwise, continue listening for more options.
Okay.
Be sure to watch Bishop T.D. Jakes on the Potter's Touch daily on TBN, Daystar, and the Word Network. Please check our website for a complete listing of broadcast networks and airtimes. Please listen carefully as our menu items have changed.
TBN, the big nasty.
You may select from the following options.
Uh-huh.
To become a partner with T.D. Jakes Ministries, please press 1.
Mm-hmm.
To give a new donation or place a new product order,
donation.
Please press 2. To register for a conference or event, please press 3.
Register.
To hear information about T.D. Jakes Ministries, including updates on upcoming conferences and events, please press 4.
Really?
If you are calling to resolve an issue with a previous transaction, please press 5. For prayer, please press 6. Press 9 to repeat a selected menu or 0 at any time to speak with a ministry representative.
Damn it, they can't roll me over. I'm hoping that they roll me over. I can't press any buttons because it won't work.
I'm sorry, we did not receive your response. Please try again.
Yeah. Right.
Be sure to watch Bishop T.D. Jakes on the Potter's Touch daily on TBN, Daystar, and the Word Network. Please check our website for a complete listing of broadcast networks and airtimes. Please listen carefully as our menu items have changed. You may select from the following options. To become a partner with T.D. Jakes Ministries, please.
Damn it, I can't do it because I can't press any buttons. You know, God, I wish I can't afford a prayer or anything. I'm without a prayer. I have no money.
that's crazy right there.
That's what he said. I will keep trying to get in contact with T.D. Jakes and other areas because I would love to talk to him. Contact us. Let me see if it's the same number. Same number. It's a Potter's House. They call it the Potter's House. Well, there you go. Maybe if I put it in a phone book. Let me just hang in there, y'all. Let me see. T.D. There's more than one way to talk to somebody. T.D. Jakes phone. Let me see if it comes up. T.D. Jakes phone number. Maybe it's a phone number to his house. Hello? Oh, here's another 247. Is this the same number? 2446. Wait, let me go back. 4672. Let me see if that's the same number. Yeah, 4672, same number. Can't do it. Sorry, y'all. I promised you something and I could not come through with it because I cannot hit that. What can I say? But Kane likes him, and Laverne knows about him. You know, they do need to get paid. Wait a minute, is this a different number? 2497. Oh, this is a different number. Oh, Lord works in mysterious ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think the Lord wanted me to call him, or else the Lord would not give me his number. That's how it works. And lately I've been talking, and I'm not mocking the Lord. I'm telling you I believe in it. I believe in my God, which is mine, is a beautiful God. And he's not a vengeful God, caring God, loving God, the God of miracles and the God of hope. That's the Lord I believe in. Let me see if I can get this number because this looks interesting. Give me a minute. While I have a minute, Mr. King is going to tell us. I'm going to open up King's line. He's going to tell us what's going on with him. Mr. King, tell us what's going on with you besides love and marriage. And how are you doing business-wise, sir?
You say what?
How are you doing business-wise? Are you working at your album or?
Oh, yeah. Actually, talked with my publicist last night. And basically, you know, we're already getting everything in order, ready to go. And so I just got to reach out to this individual and have him make me a album cover for this individual song. And then I'll be able to send it all over to Sony. And then so everything's going good with that, you know. And
oh, nice.
So yeah, I told him last night that, you know, if Sony, you know, really likes this song and, you know, it takes off like it wants to, like we're thinking, I told him that we can negotiate a deal, you know.
Right.
It's got to be a good deal. I told him, I said, whatever money they offer me, I don't want any advances, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to try to work something out and decent, you know.
Right.
And probably see if I could squeeze in like maybe a 3 to 4 year album deal, maybe a couple of gigs and some movies or something, you know. But yeah, everything's going good with that. So I just I told him last night, I said, I've been on Christmas break and I just been enjoying myself. And I said, starting next week, though, you know, I get back on it and get things together. So.
Right.
Yeah, but everything's going good with that, though. Going real
good. Are you
going to
come on my? Are you going to come on my Christmas Eve show?
Oh yeah, just definitely let me know what time and.
Good.
If it's Sunday night, yeah, I'll be able to be on because I go back to work Monday
night.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it should be Sunday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Sunday night because Christmas Day is Monday. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to keep you up. Yeah. I mean, you're 2 hours difference from me.
I'll be available. What I'm saying is the next day it'll be Monday, and so Monday night I go back to work, you know, because I'll be starting third shift. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we got to bring it in, you know. We got to bring it in like we used to.
Right, and I want to launch you as my first independent artist to go on because I am launching the music channel again.
Yeah.
Without Ellen,
yeah.
it'll just be me with special guests, and you're going to be
my
first special guest. Here we go, King. I'm going to put you on pause. Here we go. I'm going to try this, everybody. Don't hang up. We're going to do one last thing. We're going to give this number a call. Here we go.
Hello, this is Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I thank you so much for calling and expressing continued interest in this ministry. God is moving in a phenomenal way. Exciting things are going on all over the world. because of your care and support and love and prayers for this ministry.
I think we have.
I want to encourage you, if you're not a partner with this ministry, to consider partnering with us as we go about doing God's will in our neighborhoods
and
around the world. Now, just stay on the line for service, and thanks again for calling.
All right, TD.
Thank you for calling TD Jakes Ministries.
You're welcome.
If you are interested in becoming a new member or requesting salvation, press 7.
The same recorder.
Otherwise,
the same
continue
recorder.
Listening for more options.
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to give us what I need. It's not going
to be sure to watch Bishop TD Jakes.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Okay. I don't think I'm going to be able to reach him today, folks.
I wonder if we can call
the
TBN network.
Hmm?
I wonder if we can call the TBN network.
The TBN?
Yeah, the TBN network. That's the part of, that's like the network that he broadcasts all his sermons and stuff on.
What is it? Is it T as in Tom, B as in boy, N as in Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, let me see. Let me see what that is. And that's where he brought. That's where he broadcasts, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. First thing I get is Trinity Broadcasting of New York. Join now. Donate $540 to this cause. What the hell? Trinity.
What?
Oh, is it Trinity? Yeah, it's a Trinity Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
They're asking for money. The Ramsey Show. New. I don't know if I want to. You know what? Trinity Network. Let's see if they have a number. Let's see. It's Friday. Why not?
Yeah.
do you like that network? What do you think of that network? Is it a good network or a bad network? What do you think?
You know, I'm just going to be honest. It's just that network is just like all the other gospel networks almost, and most of these churches. All they want is money. I've never really heard of any of these places doing any donations, helping, all that kind of stuff. They're all just in it for the money, you know. I'm an old soul. I'm an old soul.
Right.
So I tell people, you cannot pay your way into heaven, you know.
Right.
People send all this money, just like that one idiot. What's his name? Peter Popoff. Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was young and dumb, you know.
Right.
And I was watching that commercial one night, and when he said Miracle Spring Water, I said, "Damn, I make Miracle Spring Water every day when I'm trying to boil my water for some noodles." You know, I'm like, let me try this. You know, so ordered the pack of water, and I'm really taking that water. I'm putting them around my doors. And stuff, you know, in my place and stuff when I was living in Phoenix. And I'm thinking like, okay, we're going to see how this works. Man, look, nothing changed. So then I get another letter in the mail, and he's stretching his words and everything. When I get to that first letter he sent me, he was basically talking about, I need to sow a seed, meaning I need to get some money. So I said, wait a minute, you're getting online, or you're getting on these commercials, these infomercials and stuff, telling people, basically, if we send you money, you'll get your blessing. I said, man, this Miracle Spring Water was a ripoff. You know?
Man.
So,
yeah.
Peter Popoff, what's that other guy? Joel Osteen. Most of them, you know, they're all about making that money just so they can get themselves look good, you know. And I think the reason why TD Jakes changed the way he is now is because when COVID came, people were back to him. I mean, he caught a lot of fire, and I believe people got under his, so he changed. You know what I mean? So that's why now, you know, between COVID and him sick, you know, he done changed quite a bit, you know. But I remember when I was in Dallas, I went with my auntie. I went to Dallas, and we rode past that church. And when I seen all those limos and buses and stuff he had, I said, wait a minute. you live in a big city, and here you are driving all these. It was just ridiculous, you know what I mean? But I'm not really too fond of the TVN network of others, you know what I mean? Like it's all money scams, you know?
Right.
It is. Yeah.
And well, let's give him a call. TVN. What does it stand for again? It stands for. What is TVN? Trinity Broadcast Network. Okay. Let's give him a call, King. All right, I'm going to mute everybody. Let's see if it works. Here we go.
And I'll be right back. Let's see if this one's. Usually it's a dime. Normally the third time will work. Let's call the Trinity Broadcast Network.
Thank you for calling Trinity Broadcasting Network. This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Okay.
If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, please dial it now. Press 0 to reach the operator.
I can't.
To reach our prayer and praise hotline, please press 1. To reach our donor services hotline, please press 2. Thank you, and may God bless you.
God bless you too, but I cannot press anything. I'll just sit here, and hopefully God will connect me to you guys.
Thank you for calling Trinity Broadcasting Network.
You're back.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. If you know the extension of the party you are trying to reach, please dial it now. Press 0 to reach the operator. To reach our prayer and praise hotline, please press 1. To reach our donor services hotline, please press 2. Thank you, and may God bless you.
You are welcome, and that's my second blessing. Thank you. Okay, that's not going to work. I can't roll him over. I cannot roll him over. Oh. Everybody's pressing stuff.
Yeah.
But you know
what sad is? What's sad is that people know the Bible, but they steady flock after these false prophets, you know what I mean? Like it's
right.
Like you all know the word of God, but y'all following after these false idols and all these other people, and it's like Bishop T.D. Jake, Joel Osteen, the other lady, Joyce Myers, they all going to have to answer to God for all the stuff that they're doing, you know?
Right.
It's very, very sad, you know? And I think me and God have a very close relationship. And, I mean, it's so close to where you could be thinking about killing me, and I may call you out on it. And you're going to be like, how the fuck did he know that shit? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how
in
God, you know? And
that part about it is
people are really going to these buildings. People are taking their last dollar and they're putting it in offering, you know? Just like there was a lady who made a post and she said, I'm a member at the Potter's House, Bishop T.D. Jakes Church. She said, you know, I'm getting ready to lose my place and this and that, you know, and working. She said, I go there to get help and services and get no services at all, you know. And so it's like these big churches, they're big for a reason. They're there to advertise. They're there to make money. They're there to suck you dry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I felt sorry for the lady. You know what I mean?
I know.
I didn't feel too sorry. I didn't feel too sorry enough to say, hey, what's your cash? Let me see. You know what I mean?
I feel for you, hey.
I'm like, she could be on these committees, and she could be out to try to get. You know what I mean? But it's just sad because people are putting in their last dollars in these churches, and then when they go for help, they don't get any help whatsoever, you know? And so, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody what to do on this show.
Right.
What I'm going to say is let God direct you, you know? Don't be forced to give your last an offering, because the thing is that if you put your last in that offering and your lights do shut off, and you don't get any help, then you're going to be mad at God. You're going to be upset and this and that. And the third, follow your heart. You know, your heart says, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to put this $150 in, even though my light bill is due. then follow it. But don't be pressured to put money in the offering if you know it's your last. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, I'm big. Right. I'm big, and I stand on business, as they say, when it comes to putting in 10%. Yeah, you should put in your 10%, but don't put in your last 10% knowing you got a rent bill due. You know what I mean? Don't do it.
Right.
You know?
But that's the thing they play on.
Yeah.
They play on people's fear.
Yes, yes. Yep.
I mean, that's why I got to go to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead, King.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, church is not the same like it used to be, you know?
Oh, no.
Church,
it's a business. That's why I go to the church of Patricia Oberlin.
Right,
I go
right.
to her.
Right.
You know, she makes those pagan potatoes on Sunday. Oh, are you kidding? Oh, my God. God, I know. Keith's gonna go over there and put some holy water on you. I gotta just sprinkle you down, Pat. We gotta sanctify you.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can make this last call. After this last call, we're gonna talk about P. Diddy. There's some rumors about P. Diddy. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we have better luck calling P. Diddy's office, and we will get to the bottom of that because somebody will answer at P. Diddy. But we'll come right. We'll try this last one here, try to make the call, and I'm going to mute everybody. And after that, we'll talk about some of the rumors that are going on with P. Diddy. Here we go. Oh, the call failed. Why did the call fail? Let me see. Let me see this call again. Call failed. All right, let me try this. Let me try. Maybe I need to do this. All right, I'll try this last thing. Here we go. Call failed. All right. We are not having luck at all today. Not at all. Because I wanted to call the TBN network. And, well, here's the 714 number. Did I call that one? Okay. Let me try this one. Last one. It's their business office. This is the TBN network. We're going to find out what's going on with them, some of the programming that they have on that show. I may not approve. Let's see if they're greedy with the money because I'm going to come in as a rich oil businessman. I'm going to come in as Hammer Bogold Nelson. I got a will, a couple of $100 million that I need to. I've been a bad boy. I need to buy my way into heaven. So who do I bribe? That Michael, that fallen Michael Angel, is he available? Well, I won't do that. I don't know why King mad at me. Here we go. Let's try. Let's try this one. Let's try this one. Last one. I think we got it this time. I think we got it. Let's put a one in front of that, and let's see if this happens. Here we go. Nope, call failed. Let me try without the one. After that, we're done. Let me see. Call failed. Okay. Well, we can't do that. All right. When we come back, I will make known to T.D. Jakes that Brian knows who he is, and it's time for him to know who I am. He has a YouTube channel. Laverne knows about it because she told me about it. And you can go to his YouTube channel, T.D. Jakes, and you decide if he's a pimp or a preacher. That's up to you. I will not put Laverne on the spot, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. You heard from King, you know, was he a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know. All I know is Pat right now is setting fire to his house, and we're looking away. Pat. I don't know. She's making a... As we stand right now, Pat is making a voodoo doll of T.D. Jakes. And so when you see him on his YouTube channel, his arms are going to be way up above his head. You know Pat's at work. So we're going to get to the bottom what's his name? P.D. Billy. P.D.
Diddy, isn't it?
P. Diddy. P. Diddy. Yeah, P. Diddy. And I have a message for P. Diddy because his name is on my marquee. And I did hashtag the Diddy people. The Diddy people. Oh, God. I like it when he smoked some weed and his name was Puff Daddy. Makes more sense. Changed his name to P. Diddy. Here you go. So here's the message I have for you, Mr. Diddy. Come on my show, and I will contact you. I know you're selling your vodka on the internet. I see it. I will contact you. You and I still have you as a friend on my Twitter or whatever you call it, X, and I will contact you. But here's a song from my heart I want to sing to you, Mr. Diddy, to know that I'm sincere and that I care. And after the song, we'll come back and we'll talk, and we'll talk about P. Diddy's sexual assault and maybe his down low sex with children. Oh, did I say that? Uh-oh. We'll be right back. Here's a message for you, Mr. P. Diddy, from me. We'll be right back.
With a knowing smile, when I saw that girl upon your arm, I knew she won your heart with a faithful charm. I said, soul boy, let's hit the town. And I said, hey boy, what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Gone, gone
to
heaven's on fire.
Want to get attention from a gangster, you play some gay shit. And if you get their attention, just drive into any hood, deep in the hood, like straight out of Compton, and you'll see some gangsters on the street. and you bump Lady Gaga, they'll be looking at you. You got their attention now. Trust me, you got your attention now. Welcome back to the show. I am Brian. Hey, holla. Oh, is that Mr. Fred? Hello, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, Mr. Fred is finally talking on the show. Hello, Kitty. What's on your mind? What's going on? What's going on, Mr. Fred?
He wants outside, but it's kind of rainy, so, you know, he doesn't want to go out.
Toss him outside. That'll teach him. Go outside, Fred.
No. He's a house cat. He only goes in the backyard. He doesn't leave the yard.
A little water won't hurt Freddy.
He doesn't usually mind the rain. He's just being our princess right now.
Oh, he is. He's just being a princess. I know them well. So we try to have a good show with Jake. You heard about Jake. You heard some rumors about Jake's, TD Jake's. Mere scandals in a church, and everything is hearsay. And I listened to my friend, my brother, King, and he hears things. But he doesn't make judgment on them, and I respect that. I hear things and I make judgments. The title of the show: are they preachers or are they pimps? I know some great preachers who are not out for the money, but then I know a lot of preachers who preach the word of God for financial gain. So they're pimping. The worst blasphemous that I could think of is pimping God's book and his name for financial gain. That's it. That's what I mean by that. It's true. It is so true. You know, I should do it was funny. I still haven't forgotten. I think it was 2 years ago. King caught me. I still say the story, and it's funny to me because I haven't been to a church in about 30 years. I remember the last time I've been to church, I got my student, got my tie on, I went to church, and I didn't like the sermon. I said, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm doing drugs now. Maybe I could find God in drugs. Let's take this LSD. Hello, Lord. Oh, there's Jesus. I know. So after I went to rehab and I realized I didn't find Jesus that way, So you start to look at these preachers a different way. And half of me is saying it's a business. Half of me is saying, you know what? I mean, I had this talk with somebody who I really care about. And half of me is saying it's a business. I mean, the preacher has to make money. He has to pay his rent. He has to pay the overhead of the church. He has to pay his bills. Half of me is saying, why not? He's performing a service. And if you didn't go to him and you didn't give money to him, why are we haters, you know? Or do we hate the preacher, or do we hate the morons who are giving money to the preacher? I told this story, and it's embarrassing, about my own stepsister. I didn't know she was my sister until she showed up at the door when I was 18. Hi, you must be my brother. Who are you? I'm your sister. You're only like a year older than me. Yes. What's been going on with Papa? Papa was a rolling stone, and where he laid his hat was his home. Amen. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Amen, Papa. Papa! Anyway, she suddenly had a kid. She went away. She had a kid. And then when I've been hearing about her, and last thing I heard of her, she died recently. And when I heard about her, she had three children, three women, three beautiful, beautiful daughters. And she used to beat them, starve them. She would, every money that she would get, she would give to the pastor used to come to the house, and she would give him the paycheck. And the kids wouldn't eat for 2 weeks. I didn't know about this until later. And when she punished them, she would hit them with the Bible. She'll read verses, hit them with sticks, break their legs. These are my little nieces. I didn't know about this. Everything for God. And the preacher was right there collecting that paycheck, coming to the house, preaching God's gospel.
Fred.
Did not know this. I did not know this until I met the daughters. What did it have the effect on the kids? They were the most beautiful kids in the world. They grew up. So I get this, I didn't think anything of it. My sister got a hold of them. And then one day I heard this little thing in my email saying, hello, Uncle Brian. Uncle Brian, what did I do? Well, I should have stopped the drugs. What? I didn't recognize the kids. Where so-and-so, so-and-so is my mother, and she said, you're the best uncle ever. I go, oh, and I mentioned the name. Are you her daughter? Yes. I go, oh, my God, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And they told the story. Did you know what she did to us? No, I didn't know. And they, horrible things. And so they grew up to be like 16 and 17, and then she sold them for sex trafficking for money in the house. One woman, one girl was on the streets being a hooker, and she was like 17 and a half. Another one who was older was dancing in the club naked, doing drugs, because the preacher was coming in that house, and my stepsister knew the preacher was coming that Sunday. She needed to have that money. Didn't care. Later, my stepsister died, called me, says, would you like to go to the church? We're going to honor her as our mama. I said no. Even though I was her favorite brother, stepbrother, no. What they're doing now, they got themselves together. What they're doing now, one ran for political office. She's a congresswoman. Another one married a really high, powerful lawyer on Wall Street. They're doing very well right now. The kids straighten up their act, and they are amazing adult human beings. So I do have a little thing on my shoulders about the preacher pimp. And who's really talking to you, the preacher pimp or the preacher of the Lord?
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to decide who's really talking to us and who's really selling us on what God that we are going to follow. We're going to follow
yep.
the God of money and the God of finance, or we're going to follow the true God of love and Holy Spirit and happiness.
Right.
Sometimes we won't know the difference. Because if you have to pay for prayer, you know, this is what gets me mad at you guys. See, I have to confess I'm not from this planet. I am here to observe you humans, and then I send my report to my own planet and tell them, please do not come to Earth. These people are really messed up. They said, okay, Brian, let us know when we could come. I said, I will, because Earth should get better. And they got this dude, Trump, that might be ready, and he go, okay, we'll wait another 4 years, Brian, before we come down to Earth. Okay, stay there. I'll still report. So I'm just saying, why do you guys pay for prayers? And I'm just talking in general. If you have to pay to pray, huh, hey, I just thought of it. Pay for pray. Here, I wish I could do that. What kind of prayer? And how much is a prayer? I'd like to know. Do I get the $1.50 prayer or do I get the $500? Depending on my donation, I get the prayer. Knowing me, I don't have enough money to reach God, so I get an honorable mention, or I might get a little thing. But if you have to pray and you pay, isn't that a sign that you're talking to the wrong? That preacher is not the preacher; he's a pimp, and he's pimping out and
yep.
blasphemous of the Lord. There's signs, right?
Yep.
Right, King? There's signs.
Oh yeah. Then they'll try to flip it and say. Then they'll try to flip it and say, well, you know. We got bills we got to pay, you know, we got to keep the lights
mm-hmm.
on and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, if you have a business, wouldn't you want to have the lights on so people can shop around?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, the other
you know,
thing is they need the lights too.
Say what?
I said they need the lights too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like saying that
that you shouldn't pay support or something because, you know. But
don't you think prayer should be free? I mean,
to put a
dollar on a prayer, it's just, I don't know.
Somebody feel bad because they can't pay at church. You know,
I know, but half of me says, why not? If they're going to do it, you can't hate them. You can't hate them. But the other half is saying that's just wrong. You're taking advantage of people. You're taking advantage of their fear, and you're taking advantage of their spirituality. You're taking advantage of their faith. That's the worst thing you can ever do to a person. That's blasphemy. God will judge them. I won't. God will. That's God's job. It was my favorite story. I said it many times. I got to say it, then I'll move on. It was like I had this woman in the building, and Laverne will relate this story. She was from the South, and every Sunday she would dress up, and she had those pill hats. You guys know what a pill hat is? Remember in the South with... They had the pill hat. It was like a square hat and everything. She dressed in the nines. We were good friends. Now, I don't know if she was telling me a joke or this is true, but she said it to me as if it was true. I know she goes to church every Sunday, and here's how it would. I would come out of my drawers, pick up my newspaper. It was my boxers. She would look up every Sunday morning. Brian, yeah, put some pants on. I will. I expect you to be there. Every Sunday you know I'm going to be here. Oh, that's right. I'll pray for you, Brian. Okay, make it a good one. So she would go to church. One day so my dog died one day. And I was depressed for a while. Church going lady, she comes to me, she goes, Brian, I go, yeah, she goes, I'm sorry to hear about your dog died. I said, okay. And I'm sorry to hear that your mother passed away a week before that. I go, thank you. She goes, but I got to ask you a question. I go, yeah. She goes, you seem more upset that your dog died than your mother. Can I ask you why? And it's all true. This is what she said. And I said, and I looked at her, I said, I know in my belief that my mother's in heaven, in the heaven that I call, and she's with God. This is my belief. She's with God, and she's out of pain. She's not suffering, and you cannot be in the better hands than the Lord. I'm being honest. I'm not joking. I'm being honest. She goes, yes, that's right. And your dog? I go, reason I'm worried about my dog is because people are telling me that dogs don't go to heaven. See, I know that I will see my mother when it's time for me to go. I know I will see her again. Your spirit never dies. I will feel her spirit. I will see her again. But I'm not quite sure that I will see my dog again because God did not bring life or breath into an animal. So they say. She goes, oh, I go, yeah, that's, so I'm not sure I would see my dog again. I love my dog. So this is who she was, you know, and then she brought me some holy cookies. They weren't holy cookies. She made some cookies. Brian, I made some cookies. They're all my cookies. I go, oh, are these from the Lord? She goes, no, they're from my hand. Stop it. Okay. Can we pray? Mm-hmm. You know, I only need the edge. She would give me the cookies. I go, they taste heavenly. That's the kind of relationship we had. So, I don't think right. I'm five years old. I'm five. You don't want to be around.
Yeah, so it's like forever.
Yeah, I know.
He said it tastes heavenly.
Heavenly. The hands of the Lord. So she asked me this. So the funny thing is that so time went on, and her husband started to fool around on her. Her husband was a good guy. Husband was a great guy. Me and him were great. We were like brothers. And I thought they were really happy. I thought they were happy. They were happy. They smile every time you see them. Hi, y'all. Hi. Everything is fine. You know those people, right? They smile in your face, and you're thinking everything's fine. They got the perfect life, the perfect love. Who knew what happened behind those closed, dark doors? So he comes to me because we're friends. And I'm friends with her, too. So he says, hey, Brian. I go, hey, hi, happy couple. How you doing? He goes, not so good. I go, what? Yeah, you know, I'm tired of that bitch. Who? Yeah. I need to get out. You mean get some fresh air? No, I need to get out. Pooh, listen to me. I'm listening. I need to get out of this relationship. I go, why are you bringing me into this? Because you're my friend, and I need you to cover for me. And cover for what? You know that girl that in my car? Yeah, I wonder what's going on. Because they're religious people, by the way. I'm going to be with her from now on. I said, you're riding around with this girl in your car in front of your wife, but she don't know anything, but I'm going to leave her. I'm leaving her tonight. I go, why are you telling me this? He goes, she may need somebody to cry on. She's supposed to cry on you, fool. I may not have no more cookies. I'm thinking about my cookies connection. He goes, I see her. She's crying like crazy. I can hear her through the door. She's crying. Then I could hear her through the door fighting with the guy on the phone, and he was a good guy. She finally emerges 2 days later. Her hair looked like shit, like a bird nest, you know, and the bird moved out. They got evicted and just left the nest on her head and the makeup and whatever. She didn't go to church for 2 weeks. I see her stumbling out of the house like a crackhead. And I didn't know what to say, so I said, hi. She goes, hi, Brian. You look good. She just looked at me and started laughing. I look good? For a crackhead? I mean, she goes, I'm not a crackhead. I go, okay, let's get it out. I'm here to soothe your pain. He left me, Brian. He did this. I go, I know. She goes, what do you mean you know? I go, you just told me. I didn't just tell you now. I guess you did. You were upset. Oh, shit. No more cookies. Did he tell you, Brian? Yes, he did. You got it out of me. I can't hold secrets anymore. When did he, what did he say? Well, he left with that woman, but you didn't hear it from me. Oh, I see. Did he tell you anything else? No. Well, he did say that he's happier and everything, but I didn't want to tell you that because it would make you feel bad. Anything else, Brian? I don't think I should talk anymore because I love your cookies. She goes, okay. That was it. She went on. She healed herself. She still kept in contact with me. I kept an eye on her because she's a really nice lady. And then she told me something. She goes, Brian, you ought to come to church with me. I said, no. But you ought to come to church with me. I said, no. Okay. She goes, I want to tell you a story. I go, tell me a story. So she told a story about this guy. You guys heard the story. She told a story about this guy. It's a white guy. Now, you know it's suspicious when a white guy goes to a black church. Something's wrong here. Have you ever noticed that that one white guy in that black church, everybody's keeping an eye on him. They're not going to say anything. They're just looking at him going, he's going to rob the place. So she was saying that the white guy goes to her church. I go, okay, well, what's wrong with that? And she goes, you know, he was there. He was not dressed right because she was always dressed in her church clothes. He was in Levi's and a hole in his Levi's. He was not that clean. So she made a comment. He wasn't that clean and everything. And after the church summons, you know, people would go through the line. They would shake hands with the pastor. She was in back of the dirty guy. Let's just call him dirty guy. And the pastor came to her and said, thank you for coming to my there was a person in front of them. Thank you for coming to my church. Then the white guy, now she was in back of the white guy. And the pastor goes, thank you for coming to my church. He goes, pastor, that was great. That was a great sermon. Thank you, pastor. And the pastor goes, you know, son, you should ask the Lord how you should dress coming to the church. He goes, what do you mean, pastor? He goes, you should really go home and pray and ask the Lord how you should dress for services. And she was telling me a story, and the guy looked puzzled. Go, okay. So he goes, and she takes hands to him. The next Sunday, the guy's still there with the same pants on, dirtier, and same this. They go through the line again. she says, I couldn't wait. I had to go in back of him because I know the pastor's going to say something. So she got in back of him. And so he came to the pastor, and the pastor says, son, didn't I ask you to tell the Lord or ask the Lord how to dress for services? And he says, yes, pastor, you did. He goes, well, did you? He goes, yes, I did, and he never heard of you.
He never heard of him.
The pastor. He never heard of you, pastor. Oh, that was my Lord joke for today. P. Diddy, everybody. Here we go really quickly. P. Diddy's in a lot of trouble. P. Diddy got it. He's up for sexual charges. You know that. Right now, the main thing about P. Diddy is these are the six most disgusting or six most disturbing claims brought against P. Diddy. Number one, the rapper Sean Combs, known as commonly as P. Diddy, Puff Daddy or Diddy Daddy, has been accused of over 15 years worth of physical, sexual, and mental abuse by his ex-girlfriend, the American singer-songwriter Cassie P. Diddy, and he denies all the allegations. Combs, whose 1997 debut album No Way Out, it catapulted him into the rap scene, and eventually went on to be certified seven times platinum. Damn, I didn't know that. Seven times platinum is one of the biggest names in American hip-hop. He got his start at Uptown Records, where he helped develop the R&B legend like Mary J. Blige. Jodeci? God, it's been so long. I know who she is. It's Jodeci. I'm thinking it's Jodeci. Pivoting into creating music himself, then later becoming a record label executive and producer. There he is. In 1993, he set up his own record label called Bad Boys Entertainment. That's what he did. Bad Boys. Remember this song? I think he had a song called Bad Boys. I'm trying to remember that he do it, and I think I just X'd out you guys. I hope you guys can still hear me. And I think I just screwed up. Uh-oh, I don't know if you guys can hear me because I X'd out. Can you hear me? Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was just going to play a little bit of it. You guys know Bad Boys, right? We Bad Boys for Life. Do you remember that song? Okay.
I ain't know it was about him.
Do you? Yeah,
thought,
he created. Do you remember that?
I thought they were Bad Boys with Dykes.
I'm sorry?
I thought they were Bad Boys with Dykes.
No.
Oh.
Oh, my God. No. let me see, Bad. Okay, I'm sorry. B-A-D. I really thought I had it. We're Bad Boys for Life, and then he tried to go. Then he tried to go mainstream, which he did. And you know, I'm glad King's here because then we just talk about. I'm not going off the subject, so stay with me. I'm just pulling it up. Then we talk about Snoop Dogg. Now he has a show on Netflix. He's got a new show called The Dog Something and on Netflix. Diddy song. Here's Diddy song. I don't know if that's it. Let's try it. Here's the song. That's not it. So now Snoop Dogg has this little special on Netflix. Here we go. Here's P. Diddy's song.
You ready? Let's do it.
Enough. half man, half drug. Half the club, bad boy, that's what's up. Half the bucks, crush crews after us. No games, we ain't laughing much. Nothing but big things. Check the hit list, how we twitch. What changed with the name? We still here, you're rocking with the best. Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. Who's the boss? Dudes is lost. Don't think cause I'm iced out, I'ma cool off. Who else but me? And if you don't feel me, that means you can't touch me. It's ugly, trust me. Get it right, dog, we ain't never left. We just move in silence and left to the death. It's the official. I survived what I've been through. Y'all got drama, the saga continues.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't even stop now. This is bad boy for life. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't even stop now. This is bad boy for life.
They look straight from the Harlem streets. I don't play, I push it down with the Harlem Heat.
There you go. There you go. Remember that song? That's Bad Boys for Life. So he made his own company called Bad Boys. There you go. So that's how he started. That's where he is. So what's going on with P. Diddy now is something very disturbing. We've been hearing stories like he's on a down low with little boys. You know, we knew this because when P. Diddy, it was rumored that when P. Diddy went to the mall, they asked, why did Diddy go to the mall? Because he heard that little boy's pants were half off. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
All right. Bye. True story.
Really?
Yeah. They were off, too. So we're hearing all that rumor. We're hearing all that.
Well, I don't think they were little boys.
What's that, Laverne?
I said, I don't think they were little boys.
Oh, they weren't little boys? They were big boys?
They were boys that getting ready to start their career, their music career.
They was called B5.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he did them dirty, you know. He did them real dirty. But you know what's funny is my buddy, Suge Knight Jr., his dad got a Collect Call podcast, and he does different episodes from prison, and he's been exposing a lot. You know, I never liked P. Diddy, never will. And,
right.
You know, P. Diddy isn't somebody that I would never work with, you know. I never liked him, you know.
Right.
His son, he's got a son who does music. He go by King Combs. But the thing is, motherfucker, you ain't no king. You was born with a silver spoon in your mouth, man. You never went through any struggle. You're not a fucking king. I'm the king. Hell.
Right.
Like,
right.
I struggled. I'm where I am now because I worked hard to get where I'm at. You know?
I know.
So, King Combs, you don't get no love from King Webb because this is the real king over here, motherfucker. You know? P. Diddy.
Preach, brother.
P. Diddy got to get himself together. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't go out here in the communities and be this important person, but behind closed doors, you're out there doing things that is not godly, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
God didn't.
Right.
God did not make man to fuck another man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you go out here and you get jealous and you kill two of the best birds in the world. You know?
Right.
P. Diddy done set himself up so bad that it's been told he spent money to have Tupac killed.
Right.
Then,
right.
It was, then he was low-key jealous of Biggie, you know?
Right.
Then you got Biggie's mama claiming everybody else who killed her son, but she's not looking at the person who brought her son on, you know?
Mm-hmm. He did is the devil, you know. I would never like him, you know.
But you think P. Diddy had something to do with Biggie? They were boys. They loved each other, didn't they?
I'm going to put it to you like this. Even salt looks like sugar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even salt looks like sugar. So with that being said, P. Diddy definitely has something to do with that, you know.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I don't like it. This black on black crime, I don't like it at all. It was ridiculous, you know.
I'm with you, man. I don't think – I'm tired of this black on black crime. Black people should just rob white people. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry.
When I was growing up
– That's how it was.
When I was growing up, my dad taught me that when – my dad taught me that when you have a problem with another man, you approach him in a calmly manner. You talk to him. Mm-hmm. Y'all settle y'all differences. Y'all go on y'all way.
Right.
If you had a big issue with Biggie, instead of being a part of setting him up, he should have said, "Look, man, I don't want you on my label no more." Nah, what did he do? He waited till it happened and knew very damn well that it was going to happen. You know, they took two separate different vehicles, you know?
Right.
And the sad part about it is,
the
sad part about it is now his kids had to grow up without a father, you know?
Right.
And the thing that, you know, you portray yourself to be this wonderful rapper, this wonderful dad, all this stuff. But then you got other people coming out who blame you for killing their mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to my homie, Albie Shore. You know? Mm-hmm. Albie Shore
is still around? Wow.
Yes, he's still around. You know?
He's still around. Wow.
Yes. Albie Shore is baby mama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Him, Albie Shore and P. Diddy both share the same baby mama, you know? And
I did not know that.
He made a post on Instagram. It was like a short reel, and he talked about it, you know. And there's some articles out there that's floating around, but he admitted that P. Diddy had something to do with his baby mama, you know. I mean, it was all types of stuff going on, you know what I mean? And the thing is, P. Diddy told his baby mama, Kim Porter, he told her, he said, "Hey, I'm going to get funeral arrangements together." He had funeral. He was planning funeral arrangements before she even died, you know.
Damn.
Like, could you imagine your life partner saying, "Hey, I already set your funeral arrangements up," and remind you could be the most healthiest person in the world, not going through anything, and then they come up to you talking about, "Oh, I'm going to set funeral arrangements for you," and all this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's a warning.
Know, like, that is some messed up shit, you know?
Yeah.
So as a rapper myself, and as a father, single father with the family myself, you know, I'm not out there looking for no damn trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, how hard is it to, you know, make your music, do your concerts, and keep your nose clean, you know?
Yeah.
You
can't, that's what you got to do.
In his shoes, in P. Diddy's shoes, he couldn't keep his nose clean. They was too far up in other male asses. You know what I mean? You know? He had his ass up other
men's
asses.
That's like village people shit. Yeah, that's gangster village people shit. Wow.
He was too busy sniffing other asses. Men, you know? Like, oh, man. You crazy. Yeah, this ain't a bad boy. Your label ain't bad boys for life. It's fag boys for life.
Wow. Like,
but I never liked it, you know.
I can tell.
I like passion. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And I pray when I'm out there touring, pray we never cross paths. You know?
You're bigger than that. You're bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
I have faith in you. Yeah, you're not going to let that shit bother you.
Yeah, I don't like that shit, though, man. It's, you know, people don't,
I know, but you got too much to lose to let that shit bother you. That shit doesn't bother you. You brush it off your shoulder, you move. You know what I mean? I have faith in you. You're not going to do that. You'll write a song that'll destroy him and humiliate him. That's even better, and I'll promote it. That's what
he's already being destroyed, you know, for all the things he's doing right now. And the sad part about it is, as black people, and you know, as black people, we done came too far, you know, and people like him are destroying the world. You know? Why are you doing this? You know.
But then again, we got people like you. Who is improving the world. So it's like you cannot have good without evil, and we just got to get more good out there and bring that evil down. That doesn't mean nothing, you know? So we just got good people like you. Yeah.
There's only one other person that will stand with me, you know, when it comes to me having differences, and that's the one and only motherfucking 50 Cent, you know? yeah. 50 Cent, shout out to 50 Cent, you know. I got an article in his magazine, you know, and 50 Cent, he feels, he may not feel the same way I feel, but he has his ways on how he feels, you know. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But, yeah, Suge Knight, he's got a podcast, and he's been airing out everything, you know. He's been airing out everything, you know. Everything, but you know, everybody like P. Diddy, that's on them. Every time a P. Diddy song come on, I skip it. I don't listen to it, you know. I don't listen to it.
To be honest with you, you're my brother. Me and Suge never got along. My sister had a casting office. It was the lower flats of Beverly Hills. Suge came in. And she was doing business with Suge. It was more like promotional bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
And that's when I first met him. Suge came in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't, it was my sister. You know what I mean? Have a little respect. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Yeah. And you know, some men treat all women like hoes. And I just thought I was some punk in the office, too, you know. And I said, hey, that's my sister. And, he didn't like that I approached him. So bottom line, he says, let's take this outside, yo. And I said, let's do it. Let's do it.
Mm.
But my sister said, you know, no, I got to do business with him. Yeah, I got to do business. And I said, okay. I said, I know who you are. He goes, and you're going to know who I am. And he just looked at me and I said, we will meet again. We will.
Yeah.
And
I would love to give this contact information so you can get on his podcast, you know, because the thing is like, Suge might have done a lot of bad things, but nobody really took the time to really want to get to know him, you know what I mean? It was like a buy and buy situation type stuff, you know. Nobody really got a chance to know him. And I believe now, you know, he understands as well as other people understand that you got to get to know somebody for themselves, you know what I mean, not for the business or nothing.
Right.
And I would love to get you on his podcast so y'all can talk. It's like technically, from hearing everything that I hear, Suge is really not a bad guy. He just don't take no shit, you know. He's about his business. Know, and when you got your business, sometimes you don't take that time to say, hey, how are you doing today? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but I understand where you're coming from. You know, everybody have their own opinions about, you know, people.
Your first impression, like I said, he didn't know who I was. He just thought I was some dude in that office handling business after he had no business. But, you know, I told him, that's my sister. You know,
what time or like what time of the year
this was like in the 90s, man. It was like 96, 97. It was around that. So, those are the years.
So basically around that time, that was around the time Tupac was killed. And so his emotion and his antennas were up very, very far. So, you know, I don't think he meant any harm to you, you know, because around that time he lost Tupac. He was dealing with all kinds of shit, you know what I mean? And I mean, I'm telling you, if I could get you this information and you get on this podcast, I guarantee you he going to say, "Hey, Brian, I apologize, man." You know, if he was dealing with
Well, it's not his podcast because he's still in jail, right? He's still doing time.
Yeah,
it's his son's podcast, right?
He's got it. No, it's his podcast, you know.
Seriously? Wow.
Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to read his, if I can pull it up right quick. I'm trying to let it load. No, he's got this one guy named Dave Mays or something like that, and he got his girlfriend helps organize it and all that stuff, and basically he's addressing a lot of stuff, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's really good, too. There's a lot of stuff he's exposing that people just didn't believe, you know?
Right.
Oh, it's crazy, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you got intimidated by my jerry curl, because if I shook my head the wrong way, that juice would fly all over the place, all over his suit, everything, ruin everything, his hat, everything. I'm joking. Go ahead.
He thought she was cruising in your 6'4".
Oh man. Yeah, those, you know, it was 90s was just a weird year, man. It was an angry decade. Even with rock and roll, they were trying to find stuff. I think the heavy metal bands started to arise in the 90s. It was just an angry decade. Rappers were at each other, sending messages at each other. They were killing in the streets in the 90s. NWA was getting popular in the 90s, you know that? And then Ice Cube was having problems with his old group, and they were fighting back and forth. It was just an angry time in the 90s. It was angry, my friend.
I know, I was angry.
Were you angry, Pat? You were angry in the 90s?
You were homicidal, not homicidal.
You didn't want to kill another girl. What made you homicidal? What made you? Do you want to kill somebody or kill yourself? What's going on there?
Both. It was a really bad time for me with my body, and I was going through a lot of mental stuff from my dad. You know how abusers are. So, I had both things going on. So, yeah, I wasn't in a good mood. I was kind of nasty.
What kind of things going on with your body in the 90s? That's when you started having problems with, like, your back or your shoulders or something like that?
Actually, Brian, I have been disabled since I was 24.
What?
40-something years now, yeah.
Did your hoo-ha work, though, your lower half?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank God.
I told you the stories.
Pat, your hoo-ha will travel.
It was the only thing that could overwhelm the pain.
Yeah.
Because your whole body's centered on that. So, you're not feeling the pain.
That's the only place that you don't feel the pain. I understand. And, Pat, did you ever get psychological help? Talk to a doctor or a psychiatrist?
Yeah, I went to shrinks for, like, 40 years.
What?
But One doctor actually really got through to me. He made it clear to me that it wasn't my fault what happened.
Right.
That I was not the fuck up.
Right.
And I had to hear that.
Yes. I could have told you that for free.
No, but this was years of psychological torture. So.
I know. I could have psychologically tortured you for free.
Yeah, well, my dad was a Hitler Youth.
I make your dad look like a pussy. You get into my psychological box, lady. I will psychological torture
you. He was not fun. He was not fun.
I'm sorry that you had that thing with your dad. You know, I really am sorry that you had that with your dad. Nobody should experience that. I'm not even going to go into the detail what he did, because I'll tell you the truth. It'll make me angry, but all I can say is I'm seeing the product of who you are now, and whatever you went through, you went through the darkness, Pat. You went through the evil, and you came out okay, you know?
Yeah, I did, surprisingly. And the other thing that helped was dying 3 years ago. I got rid of
all the
trauma.
That couldn't hurt. Yeah.
It really did help. I'm not recommending
this
to anybody.
You know, I would not recommend people to die, but you know what? You realize that you value life, I guess. You appreciate life a lot more, and you maybe the understanding that you have towards life and people and mere mortals. But you came out great. Look at
you.
And look at Laverne. And you met nice people like Laverne. You would have never met Laverne if it wasn't for how good you are. And Melissa, too. See, Laverne and Melissa are very particular who they talk to on the show. They'll hear somebody on the show go, okay, let's not talk to him, Melissa. Okay, let's get out of here. Slowly we'll leave the studio. And Laverne will be nice, and she'll make up a doll so I can look at it and think Laverne's still in the studio while she's already gone. She's really nice about that. And once in a while, I'll look at the doll and I'll touch it and it says, "Watch it, funny man." And I know it's Laverne. She's still there. But you're a nice person. There she is. And they know good people, what I'm trying to say, Pat. They know good people. And you seem to be good people.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
They do. All right, here we go. Six of the stories. Blah, 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 blah. The label taken off, 12 years, 3 Grammys, and 2 name changes later, Diddy was introduced to an up-and-coming singer. Her name was Cassie. Cassie was 19, and he was 37. Wow.
Oh,
Diddy signed Cassie to the Bad Boy Entertainment shortly afterwards in 2006, and the pair officially dated between 2012 and 2018. He also dated J-Lo, by the way. You guys remember that? But in a lawsuit filed on Thursday, Cassie, full name Cassandra, that sounds so spiritual, doesn't it? When you hear, isn't that a name that you want if you're a tarot card reader or something? Or you name your cat Cassandra? Just something about that name.
I knew a few people with that name, so I'm not so.
Yeah. I know, it just sounds so spiritual. Her full name is Cassandra Elizabeth Ventura. Now the details are horrifying. It claims how Combs allegedly treated her during their relationship and outside of it, citing multiple years of sexual and physical abuse. Cassie, who is now 37, she had a successful solo career of her own in the 2000s with her debut studio album reaching top 4 on the Billboard 200. She claims, though, that her career was controlled by Combs, who paid for her car, housing, and clothing, and exercised his control over her abusively. Let me tell you something, all right? Now, I got to be honest. I got to look at things in my own eye, okay? If you sell your soul to the devil, you cannot complain how the devil treats you. Anybody can see, I don't condone abuse. I don't. But I'm going to have to say what it is. If you are 17, if you are, what is she, 19? and he's 37, and you have a relationship, and you want to be an S, everybody knows why you're with Diddy. Everybody knew why you're with Diddy. You wanted to get into the music business. I understand that. And then you're talking about after you went on your own, now you're 37. You said this 37. You must have went on abuse. You must have been abused at 20. You said nothing. You must have been 24.
People like that, Brian.
You say nothing.
She sold herself
yeah.
to him. She sold her body to him.
Like, of course. And you can't complain. Now you're 37 and you're going to say something? And you're going to say...
No, it's too late, man.
Exactly. Now she's 37 and she claims, though, that her career was controlled by Combs. Of course it was controlled by Combs. Of course it was. You dated him for that. Who paid for her car. He paid for your car. I'm surprised he didn't give you a car. Yes, he paid for your car. What do you think he got in exchange? He paid for your housing and your clothing. You couldn't pay for your housing and your clothing? No, you stuck with him. And he exercised his control over her abusively. Yes. I don't agree with the abuse. I don't.
I have news for her. You're better
yeah.
off working at a Walmart and not being abused.
Exactly.
Paying
but
your
I
own
don't.
Way.
I don't like, and I'm not defending Combs. I'm not defending P. Diddy. But when are people going to stop blaming people for their actions? You know what I mean? It's like you're in that relationship, but you're paying the cost of being in that relationship. That's the cost of being with him. That's the cost. In her claim, she accuses Combs of regular abusive behavior. Like what? Including coercing her into taking drugs. Forcing her to have sex with male prostitutes and hitting her on numerous occasions. She also claims that one occasion in 2019, he forced his way into her home and raped her as she repeatedly said no and tried to push him away. Now I'm on her side. Now I'm on her side. You, whatever you do, I'm going to tell you something. You do not put your hands on a woman. You do not. I'm a big thing on that. When a woman says no, you go. When a woman says no, you go. There's nothing in between that. Brian, no, I'm out the door. Ryan, stay. Because I'm going to do this. And I'm one of those things. It's like, you know, you're on the couch. Oh, Brian, you kiss so good. I got some more lip. And there goes Brian's hands. Here we go, Brian. Yes. Which seems to be the problem. You're trying to unfasten my bra. I know, this is difficult. Who told you to wear it? See, that's how I used to think. Why are you wearing that anyway? Brian, no. I'm out the door. No, and then it was like, Brian, no, I didn't mean you to go. You didn't? No, come back on there. We could kiss again. We could. Brian, yes, you're doing it again. We're doing what? You're trying to unhook my bra. I know that damn thing. Why don't you get zippers? No, Brian, I'm out the door. I'm out the door. Come back. No, I'm not falling for that trap again. Not going to do it. I'm out the door. That's what you do, guys. When she says no, you go. If you're any short of that, I'm holding you responsible. In response to Ventura Suit, that's her last name, Combs lawyer Ben Barfman, that's his name, well, actually it's Brofman, he said, Mr. Combs vehemently denies these offensive and outrageous allegations. For the past 6 months, Mr. Combs has been subject to Ms. Ventura's persistent demand of $30 million under the threat of writing a damaging book about their relationship, which was unequivocally rejected as a blatant black. Exactly. Despite withdrawing her initial threat, Ms. Ventura has now resorted into filing a lawsuit with baseless and outrageous lies aiming to tarnish Mr. Combs. Tarnish Mr. Combs? The guy's a thug. How can you tarnish this dude? These thugs love that shit. They get locked up. It helps their credits and help them solve albums. Anyway, we're having to seek in their payday. Here are the most other concerning accusation from Cassie's suit. Combs is accused of physically abusing Cassie multiple times. The physical hands on
Sean
Combs.
She could have walked away.
She could have
called the police.
That's right. One incident, and he would have went to jail. And one incident detailed by Ventura claims that when Combs saw Ventura talking to another talent agent, he kicked her repeatedly in the face, enough time to draw blood. The suit then alleges that Combs kept Ventura in a hotel room for a week to recuperate when she asked to go to parties while she still had her injury. Now, listen to this and listen to the lines carefully. Here we go. I'm going to say it slow. She said P. Diddy got upset when she talked to another talent agent. What he did was he kicked her repeatedly in the face, enough times to draw blood. Then the suit says, then he alleged that Combs kept her in a hotel room for a week to recuperate. That's what the lawsuit says. And let me tell you how dumb mother fudgers are, because I promised not to. You know, I promised this was a non-cuss day, but I'm glad y'all are picking up the slack. That wasn't me. The suit alleges that Combs kept Ventura in a hotel room for a week to recuperate. And here we go. When she asked to go to parties while she still had the injuries. Now, how fearful is she that even though she got kicked in the face, that drew blood, she still asked him to go to parties? Not the police.
That's pretty fucked up.
Exactly. Not the shelter. When you got two, now both of these people, I consider
I
both of these people.
I don't see how she thinks she has a case.
Exactly.
She,
these are two damaged people.
She get all this stuff.
I know.
But well, you know, y'all missing something, or you haven't gotten there yet, Ryan.
Okay. I'm getting there. Go ahead.
He was awarded $100 million. What? Yes, ma'am. And she got it quickly.
Oh, my.
And now other people come and they join lawsuits against them.
It just boggles my mind. These people do things to themselves and then they claim the other person did it, or they stay through bullshit. I don't understand.
But I really don't think Diddy was a good person.
I don't think
I really
so either. They're both damaged as far as I'm concerned. Cassie claims he sexually coerced her into having sex with prostitutes. After a few years of being in a relationship with Cohn, Ventura lawsuit claims that she got her to engage in fantasy of this called voyeurism via coercion. Combs referred to these as freak-offs, where Ventura would be told to have sex with multiple male prostitutes while Combs watched, masturbated, took pictures, and recorded the sex act. Even when he claimed he deleted the footage, Ventura claims that he would actually keep some of it. The freak-offs would take place across a range of locations, from high-end hotels to Combs' various houses.
You know what I think? I think she deserves everything she got.
Apparently she got millions. So you're saying she deserved that? Okay. The woman's probably a millionaire by now.
I don't know where she's coming off with going after somebody after that. She did everything she did to get there.
Well, here you go.
She can't blame somebody.
Well, I think both of them are very self-destructive people. Sometimes, you know, you can love the lifestyle that you never had before, the people you meet, the people you promised me a record deal, who else is going to be bigger than you, all that and the drugs. Yeah, she did it. She did it. But you cannot say that you coerced her, and I'm sorry. It's like, I could say I'm a friend of P. Diddy's, and he goes, hey, Brian, yeah, why don't you shave your booty, and we're going to a party and put some chaps on. What? And here's some lotion. What's going on there? Oh, here's some jelly. You're going to need it. All right, it's time for me to leave. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. But who knows what's in her mind? Who knows what she's addicted to at this time? Who knows who's influencing her at this time? She's living in a nice house. Because they allowed her to disassociate during these horrific encounters. He is accused of blowing up Kid Cudi's car. I don't know who this is. According to the lawsuit, when Ventura dated Kid Cudi, C-U-D-I, in 2012, Combs was so angry about it that he mentioned how he wanted to blow up the rapper's car. Around that time, the lawsuit read Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway. The king may be on to something here. Kid Cudi himself approved this account via a spokeswoman who confirmed that Kid Cudi had a car that exploded. This is all true, he said. The car exploded in his driveway. Combs allegedly had access.
Yeah, we stash it like that down here.
Yeah. And did you ever get caught, Pat? Pat, you send out those entities like they're hitmen. Here we go, number four. Combs allegedly had
hitmen.
Exactly. Let's bring you guys out. Ooh, go to that other house. Combs allegedly had access to her medical records. One of the most alarming claims from Ventura lawsuit is that allegation that Combs had access to her private medical records. According to the lawsuit, when Ventura underwent an MRI scan to attempt to explain her memory loss, which she allegedly was possible caused by drug use or by physical abuse from Combs, the results of the scan went directly to Combs. He is accused of paying a hotel $50,000 for footage of himself assaulting Ventura. During one freak-off, we remember what freak-off is, in 2016, Ventura claims that she tried to escape after she was punched in the face by Combs, giving her a black eye. Once Combs fell asleep, she says she tried to leave the room, but when he woke up and followed her into the hallway, once in the hallway, Ventura claims Combs threw multiple glass vases at her, sending glass shattering throughout the corridor. The court finding claims that the incident was captured on the hotel's security camera, but the Combs paid the hotel $50,000 for the footage. Wow.
Well, they're
number
pretty
six.
People, too, then.
Yeah, I know, right? And number six, she claims that he raped her in 2018. Through every allegation in Ventura's lawsuit is a harrowing one, one that has cut through the noise that most is the claim that Combs forced his way into her home and raped her in 2018. According to the court filing, the incident occurred after the pair met for dinner, after which Combs forced his way into Ventura's apartment and raped her as she repeatedly said no and tried to push him away. The filing states that after this, Ventura left him for good. Yeah, she left him for good after that. Yes.
Yes, but didn't he pay for the apartment that she was in?
I don't.
So.
But you know what? You could pay for the apartment, but does it give you the permission to rape someone and... I don't think so.
She was asking for it. She was asking for it.
Mm.
I mean, to go through all those freakouts and all that shit. Come on.
Right.
Give me a break.
I'm glad you're not
idiot. I don't have time for this shit. We don't.
A different person. You're not talking about the first person, right? First it was Cassie, then you were saying Ventura.
Yeah, Cassandra is Cassie, is Ventura, is that girl. Kid Cudi is another person that his car blew up.
Probably somebody she tried to see.
Yeah, what's that, Laverne?
So, who was it? Cassie, the one that tried to run out the hotel room and he threw glass at her?
Yes.
Yeah, but the point is she went there. She did it. She stayed for it until she decided she wanted to try to leave. Like, she did it.
You reap what you sow. You make your decisions, yes. But
she was after money and fame, and she was willing to do anything it took to get there.
Well, it goes in a little further. Diddy's exes is all the ladies who dated the embattled music mogul in Nine Chicks. There was Missy Hyten. Diddy hired Miss Hyten Brim to style. Is it Jodeci? Jodeci. I remember the artist. Diddy shared one of his first known public relationship with the fashion designer, Miss Hyten Brim. They started dating in 1993 and welcomed their son, Justin Combs, a few months later. The pair called it quits shortly after finding out about Hyten Brim's pregnancy, but they remained friends as they began co-parenting their child. However, she called out the music mogul following Justin's arrest as a matriarch, said he became a bad example to their kid. I'm not protecting no one anymore, just my son, she wrote online. The statement's a fish plot, whatever that is. The statement a fish rots from the head down means that in addition to being a major contributing factor in a family organization's success, leadership is also the root cause of its failure and demise. Meanwhile, Diddy reflected on welcoming multiple children with three different women, telling the Wendy Williams show he met all of them in the same year. Soon after a split from Brim, Diddy started dating Kim Porter and welcomed their child, Christian, on April 1st, 1998. Although they split a year after that, their son's arrival, they continue having an on-again, off-again relationship with co-parenting the child. However, Porter felt betrayed when she found out he was having a twin with his friend, Sarah Chapman. I would have preferred to find out from him because that's a man, she told Essence. I know it's hard for anyone to say to their significant other, I got into some shit and I got a baby on the way, but men do get caught up in things, and I'm not naive to that. Porter, who died in 2018 due to pneumonia, still there's a right and wrong way to handle it because most of all, we're friends and couldn't have understood it as a woman, but Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is now married to Ben Affleck. In 1999, the record executive and Jennifer Lopez became an item and dated each other for 2 years. Before ultimately splitting after 2 years, she disclosed his infidelity led to their breakup. I never caught him, but I just knew. He said he was going to a club for a couple of hours, then never came back that night, Lopez said in 2000. Despite ending the romance, Diddy admitted she was one of his greatest loves. Jennifer never had good taste in men. I mean, Mark Anthony or whatever his name is cheated on her ass, and the guy from the Yankees, is it A-Rod, cheated on her ass. And it just goes on and on and on. There you go. Who cares about Diddy's?
I mean, what's wrong with somebody when they have a chick like her and they're cheating?
I don't know. But, you know, I don't have anything with 50 Cent. King mentioned something about 50 Cent. 50 Cent says this. 50 Cent, P. Diddy is the gay king of hip-hop. Nas on either. Is he Dame Daddy or Dame Dummy? Oh, I get it. You Biggie and he's Puffy. You. This is the person said it. always thought it was an odd for him to throw after that line, unless he's alluding to P. Diddy and Biggie having a gay thing. I don't believe P. Diddy and Biggie having a great gay thing. As much as I love Biggie, that man had more questionable lines than any other rapper. Then you have evidence after evidence of Diddy being suspect, him and Usher and Birthday Party. I remember when we used to the recent interview on Norris show where he got drunk and started acting gay. I don't care either way, but y'all, it's pretty confirmed that Diddy is on the down low, and it's been confirmed by tons of rappers that it's a lot of gay shit at the top of the rap industry.
Really?
Fat Joe committed on this as well, and basically said that his career stalled since he didn't want to go gay to keep his career alive. Also, there are rumors that Birdman from Cash Money fucks the younger rappers as a dominance thing. Then he fucks them out of their money like he did to Minnie Fresh and Lil Wayne. Wow.
The dirt well, this comes is out.
You know, yes, Wendy Williams confirmed this year ago her radio show back when it was still had guts. Just wondering how 50 Cent can be so certain. Because look at the people who took his spot as rap superstars. Young Thug, Lil Uzi, Vert, Playboy, Country, and ASAP Rocky, etc. You can't be the niggas for a live crew within a white Jew telling you what to do. Ice Cube. Okay, that's another thing. If you guys ever seen Straight Outta Compton, you'll know what he's talking about. So it's just people just saying shit. The Straight Outta Compton, they're run by a Jewish person, and he was one who led their career. That's it. Laverne, I hope I did you justice that we tapped on T.D. Jakes. I couldn't reach him. If I played any more, it would just be allegations. You know what I mean?
Right. It was interesting in a way because you talked about what was trending. So, mm-hmm. you know, so that was, mm-hmm. that was good.
Yeah. I will try to reach T.D. Jakes again. Mark my words, there will be. If I have to use my cell phone and come in the studio and y'all hear my cell phone, I will reach them next year. I want to get to the bottom of T.D. Jakes. Now, again, I'm not trying to blow up nobody's party. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's business. You know how I feel about this, Laverne. You know, it's hard, and this is going to sound racist, so Pat, close your ears. You know, it's hard for a black community to tear down their own, and it's hard for people who, the Indians, the indigenous people, I don't like to see them tear down their own either when somebody makes it, you know. And as far as R. Kelly is concerned, wrong is wrong. But I still don't know if that was wrong. I'm up in the air before that. I don't know. To this day, I don't know.
You know, it's you don't want to label whether he was wrong or right. But when the thing is, don't teach something that you're not doing yourself. That's the whole thing. Don't sell me a product that you want, that you don't want.
Right. And you're right. And anytime that you have to pay for a prayer, it gets my suspicion up. I want to ask you why. But I can understand, it's like, well, I'm saying the prayer and I'm doing a service and I put myself in it. And the Pope did the same thing, to be honest with you. When you were going to confession, And the priest will tell you, go ahead, confess for this good for the soul, and you are blessed, and say this and say this. And they didn't charge you for it. But I do. But if you are a priest and you take the time out to dedicate a certain prayer to the Lord, would you pay for it? Would you pay? If the Pope said to you, would you pay for it? You wouldn't? If the Pope said to you, I will pray for you, I will put your name in the prayer to the Holy Father, so the Holy Father has a direct connection to the Holy Spirit, and it will cost you $25, would you pay for it?
No.
Really? Wow.
I feel like my because it's good as the Pope.
Right. But some people believe that he's purer than you and that he dedicated his life to the Lord. I hear. I'm just saying. And I agree with you guys. You guys are sensible people. All right. We got 3 minutes to go. I'm going to play this, but don't hang up yet because I got things to talk to you about. Don't hang up yet. I want to wish you guys a happy holiday. I don't know if I'm going to be here for New Year's Eve. I would like to. It's on a Sunday. I haven't decided that. But if I do, you will be notified in text and Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
So that's up in the air. I promised Laverne that I would be on the air on YouTube. I gained a lot of weight, Laverne. I didn't expect that to happen. I gained 20 pounds. So I'm going to try to lose those, and I made that promise to you. I did make that promise to you. And I will have – Blog Talk is acting a fool. And I'm not having much faith in Blog Talk. That's telling me that I got to get my black ass in gear starting after this show, get my YouTube channel right, and be ready to go. You know what I'm saying? And I will work on my weight.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, I got to. I look like I'm carrying children. I got twins. And my water's about to break. But maybe I can maneuver the camera to go up a little bit. And Laverne knows how silly I am.
What are you
about
to ask, for God's sakes?
I know. She knows how silly I am about that. But I'm going to do that. We got to get that channel up because I don't have any faith in Blog Talk anymore. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you, Melissa. I know you're still listening. We got 1 minute left to go. Thank you, Melissa. Hello, Oliver. I want to thank the lovely Pat, the world-famous psychic. She's my psychic. I joke with her a lot, and I love her to death. Thank you, Pat, for being a good psychic and a good reading yesterday. And maybe Pat will tell us her new website in New Year's Eve. And, of course, the Bernie. You know, man, I cannot say enough about her, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm only kidding. I love the lady.
Yeah, I would like to say, y'all have a happy new year if we don't
happy
talk
new
before the end.
Yeah, she's
I
precious.
Hope we
love
do
you, Laverne. Happy new year to you. All right,
love
guys.
You too, babe.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
All right, y'all.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Excuse me, how you mind can make you feel so worthless, so before you go, we'll be better off, I know, if I let my walls come down, maybe I guess we'll never know. Heartbeat better. If only I'd have known you were the stone.